This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
All right. Right, you are.
Me.
We'll start today with the tape that we had on Friday. I'm not sure how many times we'll be able to play this today. So let's just say it's a sex tape, and it features a local TV personality. That's all. Listen to her. She's getting it on with, well, at least two guys.
Baby.
Your sheet already?
Howdy.
Yeah.
Over here.
Oh! Oh! Ah. I can't tell if I'm hitting anything. Go, here we go. Ready? The fact that we have green paint all over us means perhaps we didn't fare so well.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the best part.
She seemed to enjoy it.
I like the guy at the end. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Holly.
I love the fact that we didn't have to add the music either. The music sounds Fox like porno music.
Right.
It does.
It really do.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's celebrate the week of the turkey.
Oh, here we go.
This guy's a talent, Mike.
I know he is.
Turkey, who can I turn to? My mom made gravy and cranberry sauce, too.
He's good.
Pass the stuffing, your mashed potatoes I adore. The dog is begging me beneath the table on the floor.
Quite a show we got.
Turkey, here. I got your number. Tryptophan makes me high. Turkey, don't change your number. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving.
Oh my.
867530 Thanksgiving.
It was almost too good.
867530 Thanksgiving.
It was almost too good until he got to the phone number.
Lame. Yeah. The Don and Mike Show. Lame.
Mondays are money.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
And don't forget the three dreaded D's.
The three dreaded D's.
Right.
Diarrhea, dementia, and death.
We got him.
Well, what have we here?
What the bleep happened here?
Is everybody happy?
Yes,
sir! Is everybody happy?
Yes.
I'm not happy.
Lame.
Awesome!
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Uh-huh.
That was funny.
Thanks, Larry.
Let's give out the phone number, what do you say?
Let's pick up the phone, and let's call that hotline today.
Today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
All right, Jesus.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Yeah, we do.
Right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Glorious goon. I know.
Looks like baby vomit.
It sure does.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Lame.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
My bowel movement.
I didn't ask you. You poop.
Hey. Hey, you poop.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
There's a big ad.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Don and Mike.
Yay. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there, and welcome back.
Welcome, best of the film.
Welcome.
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 How's your old tomato anyway? This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's Monday. And the phone number is the same as it was on Friday. 877-365-3636.
Monday, which is traditionally Monday.
There's no DJ lingo for this day, Mike.
No, this is just a day.
It's the day. It's the day before the day before the day when you say the heaviest travel day, shopping day.
That's exactly what it is. But people are beginning to get that way.
Wound up.
That way they get. That excited way they get.
It doesn't feel like Thanksgiving.
The holiday spasmatic has begun.
Yeah, it'll run all the way through Christmas now.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. It doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. Number one, Rob A. has not dressed up as a pilgrim and not on some major interstate somewhere.
Well, you got to know it's been years since the boy has put on a uniform.
And what about dinner on the Mayflower?
My God. Are you calling us from 10 years ago?
What? Has it been that long?
Don't you like the idea of something better than that?
Haven't you heard about our Homovember spectacular?
That's so gay, man.
Exactly.
Gay.
That is so gay.
That's the point. The whole point.
Yes, it is.
Wednesday, it's Homovember, baby. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don's and Mike's.
Hi there.
Hey, is a homo Joe going to start stuffing on his penis so the Packers can lick it off?
Yes, absolutely.
How old are you?
We'll never know.
Gone.
He was carded.
A 9-year-old calling.
He was carded, Mike, right at the door. Fake ID. Don't know how he got in here. Hello.
Incredible.
Don and Mike Show. His Facebook said he was 18.
Uh-huh. Facebook.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Greetings.
Yes, greetings right back at you.
I was wondering if you guys are familiar with the term saber.
Saber?
As in lightsaber?
No, as in
saber-tooth tiger?
A cougar who is long in the tooth. Call them sabers.
I guess we'd heard that before, sure.
Saber-toothed tigers.
Well, sure. I think a cougar is the expression for it.
Well, there is
an older cougar would be a saber.
I think
Demi Moore would be a cougar. Kath Lee Gifford would be a saber.
I don't like saber.
I've heard it before, and I know we've had the discussion before when we had the actual list of all the various niche groups that have come
Didn't
out.
Didn't we try
cougar.
To come up with our own names besides cougar?
Yeah, and we gave up
because it was just not cougar was the definitive word.
Right.
Yeah, that's the best. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. You can't say you have no I believe you have no effing clue, but you can't say you have no effing clue. You can't say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't say the F word.
I'm sorry. I have no clue.
There you go.
I don't know what's with my phone.
And go listen to yourself now on the radio.
You're right. He is filled with holiday excitement.
Uh-huh.
And then smell your fingers.
As an example.
He is just overjoyed that we're on the eve of the season.
Smell your fingers and see if you can remember what you did this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's going on, Radio God?
Hey, what's happening?
Man, just calling to say, man, you guys are some funny characters. I listen to y'all every day at work.
It's what our parents said to us.
Right
we're
on.
Funny characters.
Funny characters.
It was more like funny characters.
Let's start the show, shall we?
I think
let's
sure.
do.
Let's do.
Do and let's
of,
do.
And, of course, your calls are always welcome. Doesn't mean we're going to take them, but they're always welcome. I come to you a fine mind, body, and spirit today.
Good.
I did not go to Atlantic City
what?
With a creepy guy from Philadelphia.
What happened? You didn't go to Atlantic City. I know you... You were mixed about it because you said, A, you got that guy down there. B, it might be good to get away for a while, but you didn't go, huh?
Yeah, I got home and I discussed it with Jan, who is incredibly sensitive when these things come up because it's her former boss and, mm-hmm. and she's got the whole business relationship with this guy. And I just said, you know, I can't see getting in the car and driving all the way up there and then meeting this guy, you know, Ron, what's his name from Norma Ray?
Burgundy.
The guy. The guy, I got to tell you something. The guy is so into the abuse that he did a search on the internet mm-hmm. of that actor of Ron, whatever his
Liebman.
Name. Ron Liebman from the movie Norma Ray, and sent us an email of a picture of him and a picture of that guy.
So, he's into it.
He was thrilled by the fact that I said that's the celebrity he most resembles.
Well, now I know why it's probably good you didn't go, because you would have been up there entertaining. You would have been his entertainment. That's what he wants you up there as a jester, as a clown. Even though you're putting him down, he's enjoying the abuse.
So anyway, Janet finally said on Saturday morning, well, if you want to make the call, make the call. And I said, no problem. Give me the phone number. Said area code 615. Hi. The number is Klondike 5, D-I-C-K.
Did you say it to him in an abusive way that you wouldn't be attending?
I just said, you know.
Because that might have been the nice thing to do, I mean, since he's so thrilled with it.
The guy is like a punching bag.
Right.
I swear to God he is. I said, hey, good morning. Maybe, as you've heard, I've had kind of a week with my father passing. And, you know, maybe it's not the best time to go up and get away. And right away he was like, yeah, boy, I tell you what, I listen every day.
Right.
I listen every day. I heard that. That's sad. Okay, your call. No problem. I got someone else that I can call to have used this room. So he was more than cool.
Very cool. There'll no fuss, other, no muss.
There'll be other times, right?
Yeah, sure. No, there won't, Buzz. We're never going to see him again.
Okay. Use this as an opportunity not to have to have him darken your door again.
So we got to just stay at home this weekend.
Good.
And only one thing happened that involved me. But we saw, Mike, you mentioned the holidays.
Yeah.
I saw Saturday afternoon, Home Depot in Reston, Virginia, I saw the beginning of the unraveling of the holidays.
Starting earlier and earlier every year.
When, as we were walking around pushing one of those big-ass, gigantic things, like if you're going to bring out 20 pieces of plywood.
Yeah, it's not a regular shopping cart. It's a six-wheeler.
Right.
It's the flat piece of metal where you put the heavy stuff on it.
And there's all kinds of people that are trying to maneuver these things around Home Depot.
Yes.
And they're blasting in the, where is your Merry Christmas? Yeah. Where is your? And it's almost overkill. When you first walk in, you go, oh, Christmassy. Okay. And
right.
Then it's too much. And the people, too much. And as we were standing, waiting to see who had the right of way with these big, gigantic push things, some guy lost it. This guy was arguing with his wife.
Wow.
And he picked up a mini Christmas tree.
Uh-oh.
The thing had to be...
Yeah, a tiny little, like, two-footer.
Two-footer. Mm-hmm. Picked it up off the wall.
One of the pre-lit ones?
Yeah. Pulled it out. It was a display model. Uh-huh. Pulled it out. I guess it was tiny. It didn't take that much strength to
sure,
do it.
Sure.
And threw it at her feet. And
wow. Said, so it was all her. She was the one that had set him off.
And he said, you want that? You buy that.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
The whole time, yeah, you're hearing, you know. Right. It was a nut scene. I had never seen it. And she stood there, and everybody was watching,
sure,
but not watching. And then he said to everybody, but to no one in general, what are you looking at?
And that's how he behaves in public. One can only imagine what it's going to be like on decorating night at his house.
Mm-hmm. But I like that. I rolled with that. I like that. That was a nice little
sure
holiday snapshot.
That was a pick-me-up, I'm sure.
We followed that up with we went to see that the great movie you saw, Mike, American Gangster.
Yes, good movie.
Love it. Absolutely.
Long movie,
it.
But a good movie.
You know, I didn't check my watch once.
Good.
I swear to God, really loved it, really got into it. The only criticism that I have of the people in the film, not in the film, in the theater, were a grandma and a grandpa who brought their 10-year-old granddaughter with them.
It's not too appropriate for that.
You know, and again, when the theater's filling up, and it was one of those deals where we had really good seats because it looked like no one was going to go to the showing of this movie.
Right.
But as it gets closer, people start filling in the holes, and, you know, before you know it, you're stuck where you are. And this old couple sat directly in front of us with a little kid.
Sure.
And we thought, that's okay. I leaned over to Jan. I said, hey, don't worry about it. Well, the opening scene of the movie is the guy get his head blown off.
Yeah.
And the girl goes, ah!
And I wonder if it was the little girl that snowed Grandma and Grandpa, you know, that said, oh, yeah, we can go see this Grandma and Grandpa. It's a good movie.
You know, and I had to stop myself from leaning over and saying to the grandma and to the grandpa, hey, listen, what did you expect? This is an R-rated movie by Ridley Scott. It's called American Gangster.
Right.
I mean, you could have taken her to see the goddamn Jerry Seinfeld movie, or Fred Claus is showing right down the hall.
Well, if you turned to them and said, what did you expect? They would have turned to you and said, I respect everybody. What?
What?
Huh? Come again?
So the kid was really cool. She didn't ask a lot of questions.
Good.
But when bad things happened in that movie, and there weren't as many bad things like as in Goodfellas.
No, it's not nearly.
It's not as overtly violent. But when guys get shot like in the head.
Point blank in the head.
You see them get shot in the head. I mean, when Denzel Washington leaves that cafe and says, excuse me for a second.
Yeah, and he's got it like his family's come up from the Carolinas.
He just walks up to this guy and says.
Places it on his forehead.
He says, where's my money? And he says, what are you going to do, shoot me? And he goes, yeah. Boom.
Bam.
And I mean, you see it, right? And again, the little girl goes, ah! And I feel the squeeze on my arm from Janet like, oh, this is unnerving.
Get that child out of the theater.
So we finally end up focusing on the movie, and this becomes a part of the texture of the film is the child gasping. And said when the movie's over, I really want to see what their take on it is, because these people were not annoying to the point where I wanted to say to them, hey, knock it off. They weren't making noise. They were just sitting close enough to us. It was weird.
And the little girl was obviously traumatized.
Reacting. Right. So the lights come up, right? And the theater's starting to leave. And it's one of those movies, everybody's very quiet at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Like, people are, you know, I don't know why it is after a movie like that, a series like Gangster Movie, you talk in hushed tones. Like, you know, did you enjoy that? I did. I thought it was, you know, like you're in a library.
Well, I think a movie like that, also, they want to check out, you know, the text at the end. Whenever there's text at the end where it's based on a true story, you want to see where the guy ended up, where the cop ended up, all that good stuff.
You see the guy got out of prison in 1991. So it goes past all of that. Mm. And then the lights come up.
Right.
And we look, and I swear to Christ, the grandpa turns to the granddaughter and says, well, that's the worst movie.
Yep, that was the kid that got him to go.
That's the worst movie I've ever seen.
That's the kid.
And then the grandma says, if I would have known it was like that, I would have never. And meanwhile, now with the lights up, I get a look at the little demon child.
Yeah, the demon child that orchestrated the whole thing.
The demon child, you know, I don't want to say fat. It's an ugly word. Uh-huh. A pudgy little youngster.
Big right.
Boned.
Who sat there and almost did the Tom Gavin evil laugh. You know, where the hands come very close to the face. And they're like, oh, I thought it was so wonderful. Reminded me of.
I faked out Grandma and Grandpa.
Martin Short in the movie Clifford.
Right. Evil Clifford. Yeah.
You know the way?
Sure.
Because really.
Because Mom and Dad are at some weekend in, you know, in West Virginia, and they're, you know, Grandma and Grandpa have the reins all weekend. And so, would you like to see? We'll take you to a movie. What movie would you like to go? Oh, that's very violent. No, it's not, Grandpa.
Mike, I'm telling you, that had to be it because we were.
I figured when you said it initially.
We were sitting there the whole time shooting this old couple daggers in the back of their head,
right,
like,
right.
What the frig is your problem?
Not their fault, and really not their fault. I think you give them a total free pass because grandparents aren't expected to know the current cinema. But, you know, even though it's in newspapers and all that stuff, they're not supposed to know that stuff. And you know, their job is to spoil the child. So you know, that's their prerogative.
So that was an interesting, funny thing. There was the guy throwing the thing at his wife at Home Depot, and. Then we end the Saturday. We decided not to spend in Atlantic City doing stuff around here. We went to Office Depot, and I have to give credit where credit is due. There's a guy.
It's like a pretty nice little Saturday.
Yeah, you went to all the Depot.
Did you go to the Olive Garden at the end of the night, too? It's a pretty nice little Saturday. We're going to go to the Home Depot and then take a trip down to Office Depot.
We went to your joint.
That's right.
I know it sounds boring.
Right.
It's what I wanted to do.
Now, if you went to my joint, would you say, and it was lovely?
Oh, yeah.
You'd say like Will Ferrell says, and it was
and
lovely.
And it was lovely.
Thank you.
As always. So we go to Home Depot. We go to the movies. We're going to go to Office Depot.
Office Depot. Right.
Office Depot. We go in there, and we're looking at computers. You know, we're just kind of looking around. And we see that there's one that, something by Hewlett-Packard, really state-of-the-art. I mean, slick. It's like a touch screen, and there's no tower that goes with it, and it's sleek. And I look at this thing, and they've got one that's like $1,700.
Yeah.
And I said to Jan, whoa, you know, no way.
Whoa.
No way. We'll wait. And she sees right next to it, like kitty corner, she goes, well, look, here's virtually the same one. This one's $799.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 less, right?
Right.
I said, well, there must be something wrong with it. And she said,
reconditioned.
Well, she said, well, it just looks like it's the floor sample. So we call over the manager guy, and the manager guy says, oh, right you are. I would be glad to box this up for you and give you our regular guarantee and blah, 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 blah.
No cracked plastic? No fingerprints?
Well, no, this is where I have to thank the guy at Office Depot. So the manager guy leaves, and the guy that's going to come over and
take the demonstration thing off the shelf, because, mm-hmm. you know, they've got them just shellacked to the shelf.
Yes, yeah, fastened.
As he's taking this thing apart, he says to us, I wouldn't buy this if I was you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the kid working there now?
No, this is an old man.
An old man working there.
The manager guy looked like the guy Phil Connor from
Needle Nose
from Groundhog Day. Uh-huh. The guy that was actually doing the work had to be 60.
Needle Nose Ned was trying to sell you a bill of goods.
Right. So the old guy, when he comes over, he says, he really looks around and he says, I wouldn't buy this if I was you. And I said, why? He said, this is the demonstration unit. It's been out on the floor. I said, yeah, he told us they'd give us a guarantee. He said, well, I've seen it.
I can take a dump in a box. Yeah. Uh-huh.
This guy was so honest. He said, since we took it off the floor and put it back here, he said, the reason it's not sitting out there as a display model is that it turns itself off every 15 minutes because so many people have come up and pushed the buttons and kept touching.
Oh, my God.
The touchscreen.
All right, so, I mean, you're getting the heads up from a nice, honest salesperson.
Yes, and also he said, you see on the bottom of the mouse here, like where you put the batteries in?
Uh-huh.
He said, I don't have a cover for that. He said, somebody stole that, so, you know, I guess you got to get some duct tape.
Somebody stole it.
You got to get some duct tape for that.
Right.
And then he said, how honest does this get? He said, I tell you what, let's turn it on, and if it doesn't do anything weird, mm-hmm. like in the first 5 minutes, then maybe it's a good one.
Okay.
And we said, that sounds good. He turned it on, and within 30 seconds, it was like an old jalopy car going.
I mean, if the just thing, totally crapping out?
If the thing could have shaked, uh-huh. and if air could have come out of the sides, and if steam could have come out, it would have, the whole thing crashed immediately. And that thing comes like, you know. System error.
And the old guy was being helpful, but it was young upstart manager trying to make a big score. Or was the manager doing that to you to make a big score, or was he doing that to you just basic inattentiveness?
I would think he just didn't care.
Yeah, right.
He just didn't care. So now we say to the old guy, hey, thank you very much for your honesty. We're not going to buy this computer. And I can't go in Office Depot without buying Sharpies and Post-it notes and everything. Uh-huh. So we're waiting to buy all this junk, and we're in line. And Janet says, oh, no, there's the manager guy.
Right.
I said, what big deal. She said, what are we going to tell him? I said, well, we're going to tell him that we changed our mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he's going to know that the old guy ratted it out.
How?
I said, only if we tell him,
darling. Right, exactly.
Right.
Only if we tell him. So we walked up there, and the guy said, do you have the ticket for the computer? And I said, we changed our mind. And Janet said, you have very nice employees.
Oh, God.
Oh,
she's killing the guy.
No. She went no further.
Yeah.
She went.
But that's her way of, like, for some reason, like, being honest to a fault where, you know, they get... Nice employees up. Jackson!
When the guy turns around, she said, you got really nice employees. And we just decided to go another way. I gave her a look like, what are you doing? And she leaned over to me and she said, I guarantee you he thinks I'm talking about him.
Oh.
And I said,
okay.
I said, please. And by the time the guy turns around, uh-huh. now she reads his name tag, whatever, you know, dumbass. And she says, well, dumbass, again, I want to thank you. And he said, and I want to thank you for the compliment, because customer service is really what we're all about.
You know, oh, my God.
She gave me a look. Jenna gave me a look to indicate that, you know, she had it under control all along.
You know, the only thing I usually buy as a floor sample is furniture when it can be totally checked out.
Right.
Like, you can sit at it. You can see if there are any ass marks on it. You can see if there are any chips out of it. But something electronic, well, that's not true. See, I bought a TV once.
If it's the last thing in existence of its kind or its price, then sometimes you buy that floor model.
I did, because...
It's a hefty discount, though, if you're talking about $1,000.
Well, it had been the first generation of whatever this computer was, and they came out with a new generation. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we didn't do it, and that's good. And
did you go to any other stores named Depot?
No, Mike, we didn't do anything. We didn't do anything after that. We just went home and just barricaded ourselves in the house.
Good for you.
So you wouldn't have to deal with others.
Too much contact with outside people.
Right.
So I had a very good, despite how this may sound, I had a very nice weekend.
Even with people in the stores, was their behavior okay?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the show at Home Depot, to be honest with you.
Sure.
You can't beat that.
Should have gone to Costco.
Why, did you?
Yeah, Costco the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
How was that?
I had no choice.
You, of course.
I ran out of my water. I had to get water. You need water to live. And I'm not going to drink out of the dried up reservoir that supplies my town's water system. I'm not going to drink that water, so I have to get it out of a bottle and to buy it in bulk so you don't have to keep going to the grocery store. That's the only place to go. So I went to the land of the root. The land of the root. And normally during the holiday season, I start by saying a lot of excuse me's. And my mindset on Saturday was no excuse me's necessary, that I was simply going to stand my ground and not do anything but stand my ground and push people out of the way that were in my way and walk out into the aisle. And if someone was coming like at a super high speed thinking I will yield to them, mm-hmm. no, they would have to stop their shopping cart because I am in there. That was the attitude I had. Because I had to do the whole
already.
I had to kind of do the, you know, the kids in different locations thing. So I also thought might be fun because I'm not going to have my daughters on Thanksgiving
yeah.
to have a Thanksgiving dinner on Sunday. So I decided to go and get the birds from Costco also. And I have a question about Thanksgiving turkeys.
Hold on, right? You're going to have Thanksgiving? You mean yesterday?
I had it. Yes.
Oh, you did yesterday.
I cooked a turkey. I cooked mashed potatoes. Cooked
That's
corn.
Right. Because you're going to Vegas, baby.
No, it's because she's got them anyway. I'll be here for...
No, I mean, I know that.
I'll be here for another. It's not because I'm going to Vegas.
No, but I know she's got them, but I just like mentioning that.
Right, yeah, I'm going to Vegas, you know,
Thanksgiving night.
But I mean, if some would think, oh, hey, kids, no time for you. No, it's not quite like that.
Right.
It's that they're going to be at their mom's house on Thanksgiving
right.
Day. And I was originally going to take them out for breakfast Thanksgiving morning. And that's a hassle for everybody because you just don't eat a big breakfast on
right.
Thanksgiving morning. My question is, with turkeys, uh-huh. at least at Costco, they have two big vats of butterball turkeys. Now, one group they say is frozen and the other group they say is fresh.
Right.
But the fresh are just thawed, right? That's why I guess that's why the fresh turkey had ice in it.
Really?
To keep it cold.
Was it like a lobster or something?
No, it was there's this big vat of turkeys that say frozen, and then right next to the exact same turkeys, all about 13.6 pounds.
That's
right.
The ideal size.
All of them. Some of them were soft, and some of them were a little harder. Mm. Some of them were a little more frozen than others, but there were some in the fresh bin that were... You know, like the whole thigh was rock solid, was rock hard.
The FDA has rules about what determines being frozen.
Rock
but
hard.
But if they sell it, and unforgiving.
And if baby! You,
if it's a fresh turkey and being sold as a fresh turkey,
right.
It has to have been kept like above 30 degrees its whole since it was killed. Or
all
something
right.
like that.
Well, I mean,
there
it was
rules.
The turkey was fine, and I cooked it breast down, which is a new experiment.
I hope that that you follow the lead of Rob Zombie and that you got a turkey that was not sexually violated by a Butterball employee.
I actually watched Martha Stewart this morning and condolences on her mother passing on Friday.
The widow Stewart has passed.
But
yes.
She stayed in one segment that... Martha!
Pixie.
But the big thing that I was concerned about was that, man, they did a whole thing on these turkeys raised on a farm
mm-hmm.
with a guy that breeds turkeys like racehorses and,
right.
and all these like,
Long
Island Reds or Bourbon Reds that these turkeys. And no, he just has these turkeys that are like purebred turkeys.
But
and
there's no saddles. No,
I sure
no
like saddles. Eating them, though.
It was, mm-hmm. But so but don't you think that when you get a turkey, when it says that, you shouldn't have to worry? I mean, it should be bam, ready to go, put it in the oven. And there were like, when I was cleaning out the goo from the inside of the
right.
bird,
mm-hmm.
there were chunks, big chunks of ice, and it was solid. Some of the stuff was solid, but most of it was soft. But it had ice in it.
Did you buy a fresh or a frozen?
I bought a fresh because I had to cook it the next day.
But I think even when you buy it, did you put it in the refrigerator like to chill it out?
Yes, yeah, yes, I put it in the refrigerator. But but this was even when I was like going through. I had to find the right fresh one that was soft enough
mm-hmm.
that felt like really super fresh. I just don't understand. You say 30 degrees. Well, it would have to be under 30 degrees for any part
don't
of that turkey.
Don't hold me to that. There are rules, and they sometimes don't
rules,
seem to
Rob.
Make sense. Mm-hmm.
There are many rules.
That the turkeys could have been commingled by accident because of the rude people?
I suppose one or two, but I mean, there were several in there, and it was just kind of confusing for me.
How was it? How did it taste?
I was fantastic because I cooked it.
Butterball?
It was outstanding. I put lemon on the inside
sounded
of it.
Like Arnold.
because
I cooked it.
Huh? Are you confused?
Because I cooked it.
The turkey? It's perfect for my whole family because I made the bird.
Mine whole family.
No, lemon on the inside, onion, fresh parsley, fresh
fresh rosemary and thyme.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very good.
It was very good. I did a nice job on it, but it was.
Did you stuff it?
There, no, I didn't put stuffing in it. No, we went sans stuffing yesterday because, you know, I didn't want to go crazy.
That's the problem with those Rhode Island red or whatever those farm raised
bourbon
are.
Reds. I think
they're not injected with fat,
really,
like a butterball is, and that's what makes it so good.
Well, I happen to listen to the Rob Zombie tape that Don played on Friday, and I'm concerned about that. You know, that their legs split.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
It's fantastic. Do you realize they split because they're making a better bird for you?
You don't care about the preservatives.
No. Bring them on.
I'm with Rob on that.
Yeah. Fatter the better.
Better living through science. They're building better birds for us to eat. Mm-hmm. And if they can't, if the legs can't carry them, tell them to have a seat.
There you go.
What makes a Nazi?
There he is.
How does he get that way?
Rob Spiewak's Turkey Farms.
Yeah, well, the Butterball's a good one. I enjoyed it.
And this football this weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
I effed up so bad.
Green Bay, thank you. Thank God. Green Bay, 9-1. Mm-hmm. Not happened in 40 years. Beautiful. Redskins. Glad we still have that Fire Joe Gibbs Now website up.
Yeah, well, you had to admit it was getting a little dicey
for a while. But still, there was some bad decision making.
Right at the end, there was another bad decision where he took the timeout when the guy got injured.
And no matter what you think, the team is 5-5. I don't care if they're the best 5-5 team in the world. 5-5 is 5-5. But what I really do want to throw out is the Patriots. That I have turned on the Patriots now.
Really?
I don't see why you're killing a team. Seriously. You're killing a team 42-7. You got Tom Brady in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. It's 4th-and-2
right
on the 5, and you go for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to piss me off as a football fan that the Patriots are such dicks running up the score.
Well, it's their coach.
I understand that. And my question, for everybody, is when is there going to be somebody from another team that says, you know what, this is crap. Scores 42-7, and this MF is going to go for it on fourth down.
Well, don't all the other coaches hate Belichick?
Belichick.
I know. Yeah,
oh, Belichick. I get jokes.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Bill Belichick.
Then how come none of the other coaches has said what I would say? Next play, you know what? Don't care if we give up a touchdown. It's an 11-man blitz on Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. 11 men, and their only...
It's the way they would have done it in the old days.
The only thought is, we're going to hurt him.
Yeah.
You know, or Randy Moss.
Right.
I mean, seriously, I don't want to make this into a gigantic, earth-shattering thing, but I'm watching that game last night, and at one point I'm going, you know, not fair. Mm-hmm. You're being a bully. All of the great teams of the past, the Bears team that went all that way in 85.
Some might say not fair for the Bills to even be on the schedule.
But they all these great teams, the Cowboys teams, the Steelers teams, the Packers teams, even that freaking Dolphins team from 72 that won't shut up.
Right.
You know, you get to a point, you're killing some team, you take out the starters. And it seems that New England wants to score 50 points a game, and they just want to just take a crap on the entire league.
Well, didn't they say something at the end of the game like Belichick will, after they enjoy the euphoria of the moment, Belichick will say, you know, why didn't you execute this? Why didn't you execute? You could have gotten more. And they'll try to, he will create a mindset where even with that blowout score of 50-plus points for the Patriots, they'll try to improve upon that next time.
I agree, and I buy into that. What I'm saying is that Belichick, it's my belief he's running the risk now. You're going to piss off someone who's got some pride on one of these other teams. And what are you going to do when Nancy Brady goes down? If I was on the Buffalo Bills last night, I swear to Christ, I would have said, you know what? Who cares? We're on national TV. Like I said, 11 guys go after Tom Brady.
Don't you agree it's a different mindset in the NFL now, though? It's a different mindset. They don't. It's not the same kind of game. It's the talk smack. If you're down, you're down. Then you pout. You go over to the sidelines and you pout. That's what they do in the NFL.
And Madden's whole thing last night was they're not running up the score. You got to go out. You know the way to beat the Patriots? Stop the Patriots.
Right.
And what I'm saying is if you can't stop them, if they're that much better than every team in the league and they insist on running up the score and making every game Patriots 50, the other guys nothing.
Well, the reason you get those blowouts with the Patriots now is because teams get demoralized against them, and they quit. And if you don't think the Buffalo Bills quit,
Mike, I'm here to tell you.
Probably in the first half.
I know that there was a strike here, but I'm telling you, you could find replacements who would go out there and would have only one thought. Okay, Belichick, you're going to play like this? Guess what? We're going to take away Randy Moss. We're going to take away Tom Brady. Tom Brady's going to be eating baby food at the end of tonight's game. Tom Brady will need a colostomy bag when my guys are done with him tonight. Tom Brady will have two broken legs. You know that cleft.
I'm not sure that I agree with the sportsmanship of your suggestion.
I don't know if I agree with the sportsmanship of Belichick in the fourth quarter, keeping all these guys in and running up the score.
But do you really believe that because of the overwhelming talent of the New England Patriots, that the other team should concentrate on is killing or maiming the other quarterback?
If the Patriots can't keep it in their pants.
Isn't there a code in the NFL that has now been violated by the Patriots twice?
Absolutely.
I mean, Patriots have done this. This is the second time they've done
this. Do you realize I was vacillating about this last night, going between, in my mind, either they are the greatest team of all time.
Right.
Or they're just like the biggest jerk-off dick bullies in the world, and eventually someone's going to sock him in the jaw and the whole glass house is going to fall apart.
I don't think so. Not with the Patriots, but there have always been 62-10 games in the NFL.
But not by one team every single week.
Right.
Look at how these MFers do it. Oh, my God. If I was on one of those other teams, if I was the coach.
I hope you get your chance in the Super Bowl.
With Green Bay?
Yeah. Because right now it could very well be.
That would be the only chance the Packers would have.
Dallas, as much as Dallas won the game yesterday, they didn't impress me as far as, you know, the great juggernaut that everybody thinks they are.
I know. I just found myself getting pissed off. I'm not watching them like, I might be watching the greatest team of all time, or I might be watching history being made. I'm watching this now going, oh, come on. I'm watching a guy in a hobo suit on one sideline.
Well, don't you think he's the problem?
Yeah, just shove it down the throat.
Well, of course he's the problem. He's the only problem. He's the guy that can make that decision. He's the guy that can say, hey, we have 45 points. You know what? Take a knee.
No, you don't take it. You know what you do? You put in whoever their dumb second stringer is.
Well, that's taking a knee. You know, basically saying to his starters, you know, hey, Brady, hey, Tom, take a knee.
And the flip side of that is, if you leave your starters in a blowout, there's a chance that someone from the other side might just get mad and have to pull a Joe Theismann on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I think that around the league, with the reputation they have, there are probably a lot of angry guys that have a lot of pride. But it just seems in the old days, you'd get, you'd get a little tendency. Like, I wouldn't see Mike Singletary back in the day taking that if the Bears were getting blown out.
What I'm saying is, Mike, that's a good one. And there's got to be somebody around the league, maybe be someone like Ray Lewis, someone crazy,
right?
Someone legitimately crazy who the Patriots are going to play, mm-hmm. and when they're winning 60-10,
Butkus. I wouldn't have seen Butkus doing that.
Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher,
Sam Huff. Hey, but seriously, we say a lot of stuff about Sam, but in his day, would Sam Huff have done in those circumstances?
I guarantee you,
he would have tried to break his leg.
You, as retarded as we think Sam Huff is, you could put a leather helmet on him this week,
right,
and say, hey, guess what?
They're running the score up against you.
Put that tweed jacket with the patches on the sleeves and get your leather helmet on and get in a three-point stance. And here's what we want you to do. Break Tom Brady's arm.
It would have been done.
He'd do it.
Seriously, Sam Huff was that kind of player, that kind of hard-nosed player. He was, he's that kind of guy. But I have may I ask a question?
Is there anyone man enough in the NFL to do this? Yeah, Mike.
I have a question about fantasy football.
Yeah.
What is our time deadline for putting our lineups in?
12 noon. 12 noon.
Oops.
Why? Did you win?
No. Really? I would have killed you. But what? You know what? I might not have killed you. I would have put in Brady, but I might not have put in the Patriots defense.
Candy and nuts, Mike.
Yeah. I blew it. I blew it. Tex O'Meara, a chink in the armor.
Talking about yourself in third person, Mike.
Yeah, Tex O'Meara blew it this weekend. Let an inferior team walk into the victory.
And, Robbie, you say ifs and buts. Listen, when you read the stuff about the Washington Redskins or hear about the Washington Redskins and how they played this weekend from the D.C. media, please do yourself a favor and check like Thomas Boswell, Mike Wise, Mike Wilbon, any of these columnists, and write how many times in their columns they write if.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not that the Redskins are 5-5. It's, if everything falls right, they're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. If he hadn't thrown that interception, they'd be okay. Mm-hmm. If Sean Taylor was in the backfield, they'd be okay.
And you can find it all by reading the Washington Post, because, I mean, that's not coverage of a team, a hometown team that got defeated. That's an effing yearbook. Mm-hmm. That's a yearbook that they put in there still on Monday. It doesn't matter. The Redskins can suck. It doesn't matter. You will read 16 pages with massive full-page photographs.
It's a moral victory, Mike. It's a moral victory.
Hey, you know what came out of this loss? We got ourselves a quarterback.
Well, that's right.
That's the anthem this week.
And here's the truth about that for any of you cats. And everybody in the world watched this game yesterday. It was the only game on yesterday afternoon. Jason Campbell had an outstanding game because in the fourth quarter, when they had nothing to lose, they let him just throw.
They let him go to the hurry-up offense, and man, he really took to it.
He showed us
he something. Took to it.
If, Mike, and again, if he takes this
right.
and makes this a learning experience,
uh-huh. right.
and they also do this a lot, if this happens, this reminds us of what happened in 1991. When Mark Rippon led the Redskins to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Are you essing me? That is 17, almost 17 years ago.
Wow.
You got a team that's 5-5, and Thomas Boswell, whoever it is, my apologies, in the Washington Post, getting your name wrong. You write a column today that says, golly, looks pretty good. He's been the coach now. Gibbs has been the coach of the team for 5 years.
Right.
We're 5-5. If everything finally starts to go our way, yeah, then maybe, yeah, if, but only if this happens.
Oh, it's fun. Christ. It's fun. Football season is fun.
Who has to lose for them to get into the playoffs?
They're still very much in the thick of it. Mathematically, they are with a convoluted wild card in the NFL.
Right. If. Yeah,
you got a lot of teams are what? What are they? 6-4 right now?
They're 5-5.
No, the Redskins are 5-5, but you got some teams that are 6-4.
Mm-hmm. You obviously, Giants are, Cowboys are 9-1.
Right.
Packers are 9-1.
Right.
Giants are 7-3.
Right.
Lions are.
What are the Eagles?
5-5. Tampa Bay is 6-4.
6-4.
The Lions are 6-4.
Right.
I mean, the Redskins are, they're like not even floating near the top of the crud.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of good teams in front of them.
Run the table, Don.
But with this quarterbacking situation finally after all these years solved.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Let's not pay any attention to the lack of, to the cranial cramps that were had by the Dallas Cowboys secondary. Let's say that it was pure genius.
You know, the Washington Redskins have lost 3 games in a row. Mm-hmm. But we finally have a quarterback.
Right.
That's right. So
don't need to worry about that anymore after how many years?
And
after 4 years, they've solved the quarterback controversy.
Based on one game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Based on yesterday's game.
Solved.
Right. I mean, hey, and a lot of people are saying, don't worry about the fact that he threw the interception into the man's stomach at the end of the game.
That was a beautiful pass.
If he hadn't thrown that, Mike, they might have won.
Well, don't
they
say
They were
that.
In that game.
Because that's not the spin that people
they
are
They were in
out.
That game. I want to tell you, if he had not thrown that interception, they might have won. Mm-hmm. And that's how close they are, Mike.
Right.
Just that.
Sure, they're 5-5, but I want to tell you something. They're an undefeated 5-5 team.
Yeah. I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous because of the coverage they get. I am just jealous. Sure. You know, trying to be a hockey fan in the town of Washington, D.C. You want to talk about the bastard redheaded stepchild, you know? You can't hear anything about the hockey team, but you know what you can read about? Ted Leonsis in his movie getting an Oscar.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Whoopee, Ted, you got a hockey team!
I want to hear about Ted Leonsis' last bowel movement.
Hey, I'm never, ever full. Did you ever buy AOL?
Worry about that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I think they're going to try to go undefeated.
Hello?
Are you speaking to us?
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Bye!
I'm sorry.
Don
and Mike Show, hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I got a thing about the Patriots there I saw the other day. They were saying the average team, and I'm not a Patriots fan, but the average offense is on the field for 12 whole series. And they say Tom Brady, the reason Belichick's playing him nonstop throughout the whole game is because
he's only seeing about an average of 8 series a game.
Hey, listen, you know, that's a very valid argument. I'll give you that.
That is a valid argument.
I know last night, the first 7 series, they got TDs. It's the first 7 times they had the ball. All right.
Yeah.
But well, I would think, seriously.
The 8th time, break the effer's leg.
But really, I would think, seriously, in the NFL, in any exhibition game, in any preseason game, in any game at all, anytime you're out there in this league with the quality of play, in this league, you're taking your life in your hands. I mean, sit the guy down just to save his ass.
Well, no one's got the balls to do anything to him. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, Don, Mike. Hey, listen, I liken Belichick to running up the score on all these defenses to that Kansas church to protest Marine funerals. It's only a matter of time before, you know, something bad happens.
As my father used to say to me, way to put it in perspective.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Greetings, gentlemen. Even though I despise Tom Brady and think he's a pretty boy, little sissy pants, I don't care how good a quarterback he is, I say go to the source of the problem. I want to see Ray Lewis take Belichick out. I want to see him roll over the sideline and just chop block his knees and take him out and take that little bandana.
No. You know, you've got to take Belichick's little bitch away. You've got to take one of his bitches. You've got to take, what's his name, Brady or Moss or
right
anybody from their defense.
Who's next on the grape line?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, did you guys catch that broadcast made by that injured player? I can't remember his name. He was, like, temporarily paralyzed for the Buffalo Bills earlier.
I saw that last night before the game. Sure.
Did you see the looks on the Patriots' faces when he said, come on, let's go beat New England?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Were they smirking?
They had a look on their face like, pfft. I would categorize the look. I think it was Teddy Bruschi. I would categorize the look as, pfft, like they got a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a weird, like, nonverbal thing.
Well, I mean, it's the psychology of the NFL. It kind of works that way nowadays. You know, if you can get in another guy's head, you're all set. And if you think you're Superman, sometimes you're going to go out there and play with it.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, 2 weeks. New England at Baltimore on Monday night, and I can picture Terrell Suggs driving Tom Brady into the turf in the third quarter, and only Belichick will be to blame for it.
Well, if we're going to start thinking about injuring Tom Brady, that would be a good place to start.
You know, I just...
I guess Baltimore.
I just can't help but think, and I think someone has to speak up for this. I mean, you're getting all this hostility because... what is Tom Brady really guilty of other than success? Other than the ability to play football at an extraordinarily high level.
It's not his fault. But in this
I feel
case,
it necessary to speak up for the New England team that I don't pay attention
what
to.
What we're going to do in this case is treat Belichick as the pimp, and unfortunately, Brady is the whore. We are going to have to beat up the whore to get the pimp's attention.
That's right. Right. But, of course, there's this little thing they're going to have to do before that. And that's to play a football game. Because you know something? If you really want to get Tom Brady, you don't go out and break his femur.
Oh,
what you do is you break down the score in your favor.
I don't know what made me think of this, but when we were talking about whatever it was, just made me think. I don't know how you could have possibly have seen American Gangster and not hit me to the fact that Cuba Gooding Jr. is trying to resurrect his career
As the drug dealer.
And my God, was he awful in that movie.
He's so small, such a small role in there. Hardly, noticed. I hardly noticed.
I thought it was type one of those roles like when Bruce Willis was in Pulp Fiction.
Right.
You know, like, I'll do anything so the people respect me as an actor.
Well, at least he's not, you know, making summer camp movies anymore where, you know, the biggest laugh in the whole movie is the outhouse exploding.
Yeah, but he still has those goddamn commercials. Hey, Michael! I'm wearing your underwear.
I know. He was lucky to get that gig. That's where he's gone in his career. He has to take that little niblet that they give him for American Gangster.
Yeah, a little uncredited thing, at least as far as a promo for the movie goes.
But, you know, I almost sounded gay when I said this to Carla. I was watching Inside Man the other night, which is an old movie that was on cable. Mm-hmm. And I said, I watch him whenever he's on screen. And I realized how gay it sounded.
You talking about Denzel?
I'm gay for Denzel. I am totally gay. I can watch Denzel Washington do anything.
Mm-hmm. If Cuba Gooding Jr. gets good notices for American Gangster, that'll put the green light on Snow Dogs, too.
Thank you. Rob Spiewak, thank you.
He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Get his balls cut on Wednesday.
Just having them looked at.
Just having them looked at Wednesday.
Fondled and examined.
Spaghetti on the internet. What do you do?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let's take one more call and we'll hit a break here. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, I was just wondering if you thought it would be better that Belichick were to kick that field goal and make it 45-7 with a guaranteed 3 points.
Sure.
Instead of giving it to, like, the fullback that they had in there.
Yes, yes. It's a dick move, sir. It's a dick move.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. I think I pretty much told you my take on that. Yeah, it's a dick move.
I'm trying to go back and think of dynasties, you know, real dynasties, and whether they, you know, there are a lot of dynasties, a lot of guys, you had the Dolphins. We were talking about them last week. But as far as doing this, you know, when you see it a couple of times, you know, usually they kind of modify it. If they run up, get caught up in the game plan, and they run it up against one team, but to come back and do it again,
nope.
You know, now they, I think a lot of people feel the way you do.
Someone out there's got to have balls. Some NFL player out there has got to have balls. And you got to know that whoever it is, oh, my God, are they going to be vilified?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be vilified? There's going to be, you know, and where is Dexter when you need him? This is a job for Dexter K. Manley.
Hello, that's bad. I'm going to break his arm.
Because I can almost picture the BS back and forth on ESPN now.
Right.
While the Patriots ran the risk, they knew that this was going to happen. But look at poor Tom Brady as he's being thrust in a million different directions.
And the dream season comes to an end. They're turning him on his side now, trying to get an airway. Oh, dear, this is not good. And a hush has fallen over the stadium.
And then you know what else I want? I want a taunting penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I want one of those guys as Tom Brady's on the laying on the ground to walk over, laugh and point.
Then you'd feel complete.
Yes, I would.
After that one,
yeah.
Are you? Can I ask you a question? This is very interesting.
Sure,
Is any part of this based on the fact that even though the Packers are 9-1,
no, Mike,
and there's maybe a little boy who's rooted for the Packers his whole life and knows even though they're 9-1.
Swear to God, no.
But don't you think the Patriots are probably going to?
I think the Patriots are.
I
try to tell you, this is what's pissing me off. They might be the best team of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody has a chance against them.
But so if they are, maybe it's time to act like it and maybe carry themselves with a little dignity.
Just class. Pissing me off. I mean, you know, and Jesus Christ, Buffalo. Poor Buffalo.
Yeah.
What do they got going there?
Long-suffering Buffalo.
You know, they're happy because they're on TV. Seriously.
Yeah.
The entire goddamn town. Did you see the shots of Buffalo? They might as well have had a helicopter over Laurel, Maryland.
Right.
I mean, there is no downtown Buffalo.
There's no Buffalo, and towards the end of that game, it was very sad to see literally an empty stadium. You don't see that. You don't see that with many games in the NFL.
And my point is, poor Buffalo, poor tiny town. You look at that feebed out owner up there who's just like one step away from jumping in his own grave.
But it's warfare, Don. You're going in there. Yeah. You know, you're not asking for mercy.
Mike,
you're going in for warfare.
And if it's warfare, let's take out Brady. Let's take out Boss. You know, Jesus. And you're doing that to Buffalo. Seriously.
Right.
That's like a guy beating up a little kid.
You might not have seen that in years past, not only because of the attitude of teams, you might not have seen that with the new rules that they have designed particularly to protect the quarterback. You know, I mean, I don't know if it was the Giants game, the Redskins game, or which one I was watching, where they tackled a guy at the ankles. The guy's head was down, did not see, and they called it roughing the passer.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, the guy's going to get vilified, whoever does this.
Right.
You know,
right.
Maybe two guys. You do a high-low thing on Brady. But what you do is, really?
Snap him in half.
You say on this play.
Snap him in half.
We don't care. Right. Let all of their receivers release. Let everybody release. 11 guys come at the ball.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's the real idea. You release.
Hey, you release.
You have everybody do that for Tom Brady. That'd be worse than breaking his leg. Who do they play next? Who do the Patriots play
the
next?
The Eagles.
Oh, well, you know, there's
if
you're looking for a bitter city, but it's going to be in New England, isn't
it?
Yeah.
No one bad enough on Philadelphia. No one bad enough. I mean, no one badass enough to do it.
But, you know, forget Tom Brady. Think of the joy of your wonderful pack.
Yeah. I am. I'm thrilled with that. I'm thrilled with the fact they're 9-1. Absolutely I am. I'm friggin' thrilled.
And I'm very happy that Eli Manning, you know, only looked a tad tardy this weekend. You know, taking every little bit I can get from that guy.
All right, Mike.
I truly am. It's a good year. You will admit it's a pretty good year in the NFL.
Oh, it's a great
I'm certainly
year.
More interested than I've been in years past.
A great year in the NFL. And yesterday my phone was ringing with all of my friends from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. That would mean two people called me.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my friends from Baltimore called me. Said, did you see the end of the Ravens game?
Uh-huh.
One dude called me because they kicked a field goal with no time left. And the referee said, Kick is no good.
No good.
Ravens win.
Right.
My friend left the stadium.
A lot of people did.
When he got outside, they said, hold on. The refs just changed their mind. The field goal was good. So they...
There's the one thing I hate about the NFL. I can't stand it. I almost wish there was some way...
Did you see that
field
goal?
That we could just eliminate referees.
Did you see the field
goal? No, I didn't see the highlight.
Okay. The field goal hits the crossbar and bounces... It looks to be bounces out, but because it's within the context of the field goal thing itself, the two big things that go up in the air.
What?
You have to see the replay.
No, but I know what you're explaining to me. What you're explaining to me is that it bounced, and they're thinking because it was...
It bounced towards the field of play. It was hard to tell. It looked to me like the field goal was no good.
Right.
But any... I mean...
From the side, it hit the upright, then it bounced through the uprights, but bounced off the pole that holds the uprights up.
Back
into
the
field. Back out.
Oh,
so
okay.
It broke the plane.
Okay, there's that
little... But then bounced out.
There's that little thing.
It goes up and curves, and it holds the crossbar
in
the upright.
Well, then it was a good call.
Yeah, but it was really hard to see.
It was a good call. It's just... I mean, I'm not complaining. It was great. It would suck to be in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
This guy was telling me that even the players were taking their jerseys off and running off the field.
That's the one play in the NFL where those guys are literally two refs on either side of the goalpost standing there staring at it. Uh-huh. I mean, I can't believe they got it wrong the first time.
Well, they did.
So they reversed it with video.
There was no video. As it turns out, there is no – you cannot use instant replay to challenge a field goal.
So it was just a big, long powwow.
It was a big CF, and someone from up in the booth apparently said to them, listen, guys, technically you can't look at the replay.
But we got to tell you, you got to reverse this.
Yes, you got to turn it around.
Okay, all right.
So then they brought everybody back in the stadium.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
And then Cleveland beat the Ravens.
Then everyone went out and got VD.
Heartbreaking.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You say heartbreaking?
I did.
Like you care.
I watched the last hour of that game, most of the fourth quarter and the overtime, and I'd never seen anything like it. You know, not a fan, but it just kept changing. The drama, it was amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's good for you.
I enjoyed it.
Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you doing? Pleasure to talk to you guys.
Right on. Same with you.
Listen to you on the internet since they booted you off the radio here. Hey, you know, when Buffalo scored that field goal, I really thought they were going to come back there at that point.
Get out of here.
The Bills fans, we went up and did a broadcast up there. They are some of the greatest sports fans in America. They're so loyal. They're the most Eston fans in the history of sports. I mean, really, even though, you know, it hasn't been the same years as, say, the Cubs or the Red Sox as far as waiting for a team championship,
Mike,
the Buffalo Bills fans have endured like those last...
They went to four Super
yeah,
Bowls
you remember,
in a row.
You remember that guy, the guy you danced in front of.
The guy with the shaved
head. The guy in Minnesota that was at the Super Bowl, and he was so pathetic with his shaved-in Buffalo on either side of his crew cut, and they were just such sad fans.
This was like 1990, way ahead of the curve, before everybody started shaving their heads and painting logos on their heads.
This is the kind of deal where you saw this guy in a stadium and everybody noticed him because he was one of the few doing it. You know, it was before everybody was going, look at me. Mm-hmm. And this guy, Don's up in the stands and right as the game was over.
So Redskins-Buffalo Super Bowl.
Redskins-Buffalo Super Bowl. As there was another in the long line of Super Bowl losses for the Buffalo Bills, and Don does his little dancing jig right in front of the guy. It was your ultimate gracious winner moment right there.
I regret that.
Oh, but it was funny.
No,
as observing it, and really, I would have said if it was too cruel, because he like flipped you off or something, and it was funny, you know, because he was just being
guy with bald fat guy with painted his head red.
But you remember those games? How those people? That's it. That's it.
That's all they got.
In Laurel, Maryland North, as you said, that is all
Buffalo.
They've got going.
Buffalo, Maryland.
Very, very sad.
Buffalo, Maryland, Mike.
Buffalo in Prince George's County.
Key Rice. Oh, we got to do this. See, this is why we get killed later in the show with commercials.
We do run our mouths, don't we?
We do. We'll be right back with more. Blah, blah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What not?
Shut up!
JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Many young people give part of their holiday to volunteer at homeless shelters or food pantries so that we do not have to face those enemies here at home. America is a more hopeful nation because of the weak and the vulnerable. We're grateful for the Homeland Security and intelligence personnel who spend long hours on faithful watch. In the past year, they have fought the terrorists abroad who fill our lives with purpose and love. And Lauren, I wish every American a happy and safe Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you for listening.
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Right.
Fancy digs you got here.
Joe just showed me our website, firejoegibbsnow.com.
Yeah. Must be humming today.
Lots of attention. Lots of national attention. Fox Sports, AOL, NBC Sports now tracking with this. And he showed me a link to the official message board of the Washington Redskins.
Very good.
Extreme Redskins.
Official.
Well,
do they charge?
Amazingly, it's free because I'm on it right now. There are 10 pages about this website.
Really?
Cool. It's pretty great.
So it's getting the buzz.
Here's just a couple of these. Here's the very first post. This is on the Redskins website.
Right.
FireJoeGivesNow.com. Wow, has it really come to this, people? We're 5-4. Still in the middle of a scattered NFC. Think about where were we last season. The season's not over. This website is a disgrace.
Disgraceful.
The next one says, another case of someone having way too much time on their hands. Next one says, Joe Gibbs is fine, and we're lucky to have him. Mm-hmm. The next one says, it's really sad they spent time making that site. This is a much better team than last year. That site is ridiculous. The next one says, with the injuries we have, we could be worse. Firing Gibbs is not the answer. The next one says, Don and Mike are radio gods. The next one says, this is disgusting. I think Spurrier got more support than Gibbs. The next one says, are Don and Mike still on the air?
Har har.
All right, then let's cut all the way to the 10th page, okay, because this just goes on and on. They're going to start debating now Joe Gibbs' coaching career. And here are the latest responses.
Yeah, the 10th page would probably have the the post-Dallas game responses.
The Redskins don't have that up yet. Let me see. This is just terrible. I'm ashamed. Next post. I've sent an email from every account I have saying not to fire Gibbs, and I implore everyone to do the same. Then someone has a giant picture of us, and it says, here's all you really need to know. It says, Don and Mike, attention whores.
Yes. Guilty. Guilty as charged.
And then someone else writes, Don and Mike think they're invincible. Hang in there. This is the last year of their contract. They'll be gone soon. They write, this is good news. I can't believe they're still around. Next one.
Go to the Fire Don and Mike Now website.
No one you mentioned has done a fraction of what Joe Gibbs has done for the legacy of the Redskins. Those people combined do not have the impact Joe Gibbs has on the Redskins. In my mind, this would be like pissing on the storied history of the Redskins. Next one says, stupid is as stupid does. Then we have, Mike and Mike are fat over-the-hill has-beens. Newsflash. You guys really were the blank, 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 blank 18 years ago. Hey, that's about the last time the Redskins won a Super Bowl. A human has grown from baby to legal adult at the time since you have been relevant to contemporary society.
Wow.
And then the next person writes.
Human.
Next person writes, it's a joke. All you haters are giving them the reaction that they wanted.
No.
Then here's the next one. The Redskins and Howard Stern were the only things that radio station had keeping it afloat. Enjoy your relevance, fellas. I sure am glad I have Sirius.
What's great is all these people are responding to our website.
And what's next is the last one is, what a lame website. Only a moron would put up something like that. What I think is great is
guilty just, again.
Yes, we are attention whores. And it's great now that the Redskins, who like controlling every bit of information about their franchise, have 10 pages of people screaming about us on their website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like the front office of the Redskins isn't perhaps having some thoughts about what we're talking about. I'm sure that discussion's gone on a couple of times.
You think so?
I think Baby Danny's, you know, I've heard rumors that he's got a bit of a temper.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. What's your name, fat buddy?
Oh, soundbite guy. Is this
Arlie Ermey?
Is it the Fred Rogers
What's
guy?
What's your name, scumbag?
Mike, sir. Don, sir.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Sir, no, sir.
Well, we think we are.
You are a disgusting fat buddy.
Well, we won't argue with there. We are.
We've got a jelly donut in our footlocker.
Are you choked up? Are you nervous?
Very nervous.
Sir, yes, sir.
There's no racial bigotry here.
Well, I'll talk to Rob Spiewak about that.
Sir, no, sir.
Do you think I'm cute, Private Pile? Do you think I'm funny?
I am starving. Do you have any popcorn?
Did your parents have any children that live?
Sir, yes, sir.
You're the lowest form of life on earth.
Where is my popcorn? Where is Lady Elaine?
I admire your honesty.
Sir, yes, sir. We'd like to speak to Private Rogers, sir.
I think you've been cheated.
I want to talk to Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine.
There he is.
It's him.
Oh, let me tell you that. Arlie Ermey was fantastic. So good that I worked up somewhat of an appetite.
You hungry, Mike?
I'm very hungry.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just making some popcorn.
That's good.
Good.
I'm glad it's him. He didn't give it to us last time.
No.
Was it you last
time? I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
Hey, was it you last time with whatever the lame soundboard was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
I have a request, Fred. Fred, could you get Sergeant Hartman to tell us that today is Christmas the next time he calls in?
Well, certainly.
That's good news, Fred.
I am, you know, Mike, I don't know what it is. I feel like it's Chinese food. We just ate, but I'm hungry again.
I was just making some popcorn. Jeff called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
Some horns?
We've heard these tapes before.
Yeah. I'd certainly like to hear Sergeant Hartman dumping out Private Pyle's footlocker again.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Find that. What's your name, fat buddy?
Private Pyle, sir. What?
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Yes.
Sure, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much, sir.
Can we find the jelly donut?
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece. Yeah.
The jelly donut, it's in our footlocker, sir. The footlocker that Mike and I share.
You need to open it.
I admire your honesty. That's enough.
And then I want you to come over and hit Mike and I on the bed that we're sharing together. Put a
soap.
Put ivory soap in a tube sock.
In a sock. Sergeant, do you not have the Foot Locker segment?
You don't scare me.
I'm not trying to scare you, Sergeant.
Do you not have that tape?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Next time, focus on better tapes.
Rob.
I can't hear you.
I can barely hear you.
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes?
We've heard these, Fred.
Yeah, we don't like that last part. You don't want to get us in trouble.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
All right. Goodbye, then.
Bye.
There we go.
Okay, hang up.
Have you ever seen anybody play the game called soccer?
Sure, I have.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
When I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other.
Like right in the eye.
Yeah.
I sure am hungry.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
Certain things with our small minds we never tire of.
Okay, goodbye now. Really, seriously, either hang up or pick up the phone and use your real voice and just say goodbye.
See you then.
Bye-bye. Bye. Was that his real voice at the end there?
I don't think so. I think that was his Fred Rogers vibe. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I think G. Gordon Liddy may be responsible for all of those chat room posts.
How so?
I think it's G. Gordon Liddy. He's behind it all.
Again, how so?
Well, they just reek of all of his technological know-how And he has a vendetta.
You know, I think perhaps the attempt was made to be funny, and missed the mark so totally.
Swing and a miss.
Just horribly.
Let me try this, sir.
Yeah?
I'm really hungry. Do you have a salty snack for me?
Yeah, I've understood that you do like salty snacks. Sure.
Not what we were looking for.
And a good test, though. A wonderful test to see if in any way he gets the show.
Not tracking.
Sir, no. I'm feeling hungry.
Sure, I can help you out.
Is Lady Elaine there?
I'm sorry?
Lady Elaine there?
No, she's busy.
Okay.
You can't say that. My friend.
He failed.
Well, I don't think.
He failed about four. We gave him like four little mini quizzes.
So many levels.
This has been a brief little show on conceptual humor.
Where does your mother live?
She lives in New York.
And I hate using big words
five,
like that.
Five quizzes.
I hate using big words like that because it's not conceptual humor. We just.
I'm not going to call my own mother a whore.
Well, she is, though, and we only wish that you had heard the previous caller and maybe the 8,000 times he'd called with the soundboard saying that he makes his popcorn and Lady Elaine and everything else.
Go back to listening to Mr. Liddy's show.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
With the holidays approaching, are you going to visit your mom in New York?
New York.
Now I think I'll visit your girlfriend.
Oh, now see,
have fun
now
with
he's
that.
He's good at this.
Okay, all right. You want to fight? Is that what it is?
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
First of all, you don't get the show. You call with something that's completely unfunny, and then you just hang around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on! Don't be an a-hole.
Don't you be an a-hole. Don't be a bad caller.
I mean, you throw us something that we can do absolutely nothing with. Then we give you the opportunity to, like, riff on the last caller and say, all we wanted you to say was I was just making some popcorn based on the Fred Rogers. And you don't get that either. That sails over your head.
I had my radio turned down, so I didn't hear the last caller.
That's right. And you've never heard that guy with the Fred Rogers soundboard before on our show, right?
Yeah, occasionally, but not that often.
Well, you see, I mean, we were even trying to give you an opportunity to get out of it.
But I think you're just a dick. You just really, like, want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you really are kind of a Liddy guy. And how old is that, anyway? How old was was Gordon Liddy even relevant to us? I mean, was it 7 years ago? Seems like a million years ago that we even talked about Liddy on this show. It's when he was on our radio station.
Every now and then I hear you talk about him in Best Of.
Right. Yes, that's why they would be Best Of, because they are shows from the past.
They're fun old, old segments, you see.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
How may we serve you now, trusted listener?
Well, I could use a cash advance.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
He is. If he was making an effort
he's
to
not
say
trying.
Things
he's
to
not
us
trying at all.
That we can't respond to, because it's just so anything.
Now I'm just trying to bring your show to a grinding.
No, you're not. Now don't take credit for something that you didn't do. You're not bright enough to do that.
We stopped the show long before you called.
That's telling him.
Well, I guess that would be about the time you got booted from New York.
Booted from New York. Now, see, maybe it is. Now he's moving it into an agenda call.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Why does that? Why you bring that up? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you were talking about how great your show is earlier.
Who said that?
I don't believe we ever said our show was great.
I mean, it is, but when exactly are you talking about?
Yeah, when are you? What are you referring to?
The fact that you were royalty.
Well, we are.
Not in New York.
Well, no, you see, but the royalty call was with the soundboard guy, so you did hear the soundboard guy.
Ah, you caught him in a lie.
So what's up
with
that?
See, he said the radio was turned down, but he's lying about it.
I did turn my radio down.
No, you didn't.
I tell you what,
no,
but you didn't. I'm going to play the lottery today, and I'm going to play the first three numbers I'm going to play are 6, 7, 8.
That's good. You can play it.
What if I played four other numbers?
No, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't give my phone number out.
Well, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't be such a giant dickhead.
I wasn't being a dickhead.
Yes, you were. You thought you were funny, and you weren't funny.
You're being a total dickhead.
Take responsibility over. We're trying to put food on the table here.
Like the whole goddamn.
Oh, okay. Well, the call, maybe it wasn't as funny as it could have been.
The call sucked.
No. Now, listen, you're still refusing to take responsibility over your phone call.
Your call sucked.
Usually, if something is remotely...
I've heard worse.
Of course you've heard worse.
It's our show, of course.
That's the first thing that's made any sense that you've said.
You go in descending order, right, with a funny call. All right, this is the top of the heap. The top of the heap, you call in, you say something, and we open our mouths and laugh out loud. That's when that's the home run. That's when you've said something really funny that everybody can enjoy. Then you say something that might suggest a line of thinking or comedy where we can kind of have a little fun and go back and forth.
Funny
all right?
idea.
Then you say something that's really just so off the wall that we say it's stupid and we move on. Then there's even worse than that. You say something that is so just totally without merit that we can't even respond to it.
Like, where the frig is all this New York stuff from? Why are you hung up on that? It's our life, not your life. Do I run around and say to you, my gosh, you got kicked out of McDonald's University? I mean, seriously.
I never worked at I did work at Burger King, though.
How old are you?
Exactly.
I'm in my 30s.
You're in your 30s, so you just sound younger.
I want to tell you another lucky number I have. 8. That would be the second 8 I'm giving you as a lucky number.
I would appreciate it if you would not give out my phone number.
Appreciate it if you would not call this show and stop it.
I won't call your show anymore.
Never? Great. You promise?
Great.
No, absolutely.
I mean, no, promise. Swear on something.
Great. Swear on your whore mother's life.
Yes, I swear on your whore mother's life.
No, on your mother's.
No, your whore mother's life.
You know what else?
No, my mom's not a whore.
I also like the number 2. I only like it as a bodily function. I like it as another winning lottery number. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm waiting to hear. I'm a dickhead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to call myself a dickhead, but I'll apologize for stopping your show.
All right, because I was going to say, I'll only give you... How many more chances can I give you? One chance?
No, I'm here. I'm not calling myself any names.
You think you're a tough guy.
How many more chances should I give you? One chance? Two chances?
Are you in the neighborhood?
3 chances?
Because, you know, it's that time of year, you know, during the holidays. I'd love to get it over with right at the beginning of the holiday season. Are you anywhere near here?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Okay, please come over. I want to give you a Thanksgiving present. All right? Really, just once and for all. And once a year, I say that to people. Just come just stop by.
Come on by and get the Dynamite Ball Buster Special.
All right? We'll give you something, and it's free.
Come on by, and we'll have 3 great prizes for you.
Okay?
All right,
hang up the phone. Hang up the phone, and we will give you the last word.
Okay.
The end.
Sorry. You know, after a weekend, a lot of times I'm not in fighting shape.
Sure.
I mean, I wasn't ready for a rope-a-dope today.
Who right. knew?
Out of the blue. New York.
Yes.
Ow! Ow!
So
ow.
Unfair. So unfair when he calls and stops the show. That's just not right.
Anyway, I hope you got some lucky numbers there, everybody.
Right.
I'm feeling good about a scratch-off lottery today.
And we never got his first name. Damn it.
Jason.
Oh, it was Jason.
Jason.
Oh, Jason and his whore mom.
This is Jason here.
This is Jason. Mr. Liddy, thank you, sir.
He refused to call himself a name.
He didn't need to. Calling him back?
Yeah.
Good. He'll be glad to hear from you.
I just want him to know I'm feeling lucky today.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Your mother's a whore.
A big whore.
Stinking whore. She sucks worse than the Miami Dolphins.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Oh, message, come on.
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and message review.
Your mother's a whore. A big whore. Stinking whore. She sucks worse than the Miami Dolphins.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
Enough said.
Press 2 to erase and re-record. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Urgency.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling.
See you on the other side, everybody. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. What the bleep happened here?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thanksgiving is a very important holiday.
Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Lame.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Why should I give thanks on Thanksgiving? What have I got to be thankful for?
Lame.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We can't help it.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
We do.
Mondays are money.
Right on.
Look, everyone, it's the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Here we are.
There you go.
Right. Here we are. We are the spirit of Thanksgiving.
That's right.
We'll be celebrating Thanksgiving on the show Wednesday, Homovember. This is going to be a great, fantastic show. We have a room full of gays, Homo Joe, and anywhere between 8 and 10 tops and bottoms, single gay men.
Very nice.
They'll be enjoying Thanksgiving with all the trimmings, courtesy of Mike's Joint.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
And we will have entertainment upstairs, courtesy of
Blair Michaels.
Blair Michaels. Blair Michaels, very excited about coming down and being on the show.
I'm looking forward to Blair Michaels more than anything else on the show.
Sure.
Yeah. We are all over Blair Michaels' website right now.
Oh, good.
He sent out flyers to the gay community that features all of our pictures.
Good. Wonderful.
So we're going to really be known.
Good.
And
good.
I also put together a gay film festival. So there'll be entertainment for, say, commercial breaks and stuff.
Besides the gay pornos that we're going to be playing upstairs on the flat screen, we have, I know we got Brokeback Mountain. What
well,
else?
We have Spartacus.
Spartacus. Uh-huh.
Pumping Iron.
Oh, right. Fantastic.
Chicago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain.
Of course.
And Rudy.
That's great.
Very good. Very only, clever, Rob.
Only because they're gay, Mike.
That's fantastic.
So Wednesday you're going to be able to eavesdrop on a fantastic gay Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Wonderful.
Along with the biggest drag queen in D.C., Blair Michaels, who will be doing a show for us. Now, it is going to be doing a song, a dance, exactly what?
It's a lip sync act. Yeah. So we will be required to describe what we see. But also keep in mind that outside of the act, Blair is, how shall I say, a colorful individual.
Yes.
And a fun one to interview.
Fun to talk.
Oh, good.
And we'll be ready to entertain calls and do whatever she does.
Celebrity he most resembles, I would say, is John Travolta in Hairspray.
Fantastic.
More slender, but yeah.
But still, it's that's the basic look.
A knockout. What you should do is go ahead and Google Blair Michaels and see what you see.
Tell him to bring plenty of autographed pictures.
I'm not sure I'd even have to tell him that.
That is Homovember. That's on Wednesday's show. I'm pretty sure that we have all of the details taken care of. We want to thank all of the gay guys that called in and wrote. We'll have a room full of guys. We're going to have some wine. We're going to have some beer. We'll have some mixed beverages. We'll have some porno. We'll have some movies. We're going to be eating food. And a lot of the time, we're just going to be eavesdropping.
Yeah. That's
going
to be the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt the Pollock, here's what we're doing with him.
What?
He's going to be the concierge slash waiter slash
eunuch.
Maitre d' slash eunuch. Uh-huh. Mike, he will, in fact, be wearing a Speedo, no shirt, and one of those Chippendales bow ties.
Perfect.
Excellent. Get lots of pictures of that. I am looking forward to that.
Oh, we will.
Well, you've changed it because the last time we had gotten away from that and he was in the sexy Indian outfit.
Oh, dressed as Pocahontas.
Yeah.
I like the first one.
I just thought about that.
Either one will be fine.
Either way, Robbie, just get him a Speedo.
Oh, we shall have him. You'll see a lot of skin. I promise you that.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Very good.
Let's make it the gayest Homovember ever.
Can he have a bow tie and a headdress?
If you are married to this entire pilgrim theme, we can do it.
Yeah, that's right. Originally, it was going to be the headdress and the loincloth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was going to be the gay Indian from Village People.
And that's fine, too.
Yeah, just as long as he's in a suit.
As long as it's gay.
Of some kind. Shirtless.
And war paint.
Yes.
And war paint.
I couldn't be more excited.
Now, can we get like one of those Chief Z headdresses?
Yeah, that's what we have to get for him.
That's what we need. Hello, Don and Mike Show. So, Homovember, Wednesday on the show. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. And I heard from someone that there's some absinthe floating around.
Oh, I saw some absinthe up there.
There's some absinthe floating around. Wow. It might work its way into the broadcast on Wednesday.
Watch out, everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Hey is for horses.
Yeah, it is, huh? Hey, I got a theory here about the Pats.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the casinos are going to take them out.
You mean like Goodfellas?
Well, I got a my friend has a reliable source in Vegas saying the casinos are very upset about them covering the spread.
Well, I know this guy's just being a jerk caller, but I wonder if there is any validity at all to what he's saying.
I'm sure the casinos are not thrilled with the fact that the Patriots, no matter what the spread is, cover it every single week.
Yeah, you would not have been able to bet against them, right? I mean,
yeah, I mean,
you'd lose every time.
Yeah, you would. I mean, because there's just no way. I mean, what are you going to have, Patriots by 30 every single week? You can't do that.
The line, I think.
But the casinos have. I mean, that's it doesn't really matter that
much.
But
I think the biggest line that they've had this year was 17.
Yeah, and I mean, if you bet, an even money bet, I suppose you could bet on the Patriots every single week, and you'd win some serious money if you bet enough money. If your bets are big enough, that means you're going to do okay.
Would the Goombas in Las Vegas be upset that there's a team scoring 50 points a week that constantly wins and screws up the over-under? And couldn't you win every week if you, like, took the over?
Yeah.
Because
that's what people are doing. You want me to ask them? You want me to talk to some of my friends?
Please. Yeah, when you go
when out I'm there. Out there, I'll go to the sports book and I'll say, I'm a big Patriots fan, and I'll see who kicks my ass first. Yeah, the guys. No, he's just making that crap up. He's making that up. It's not. I don't think that the money situation, the lines on the Patriots are that significant. I don't think it matters. I mean, on the big scale of things, I think your real big money payoffs are going to come with the close games.
Here's a question though. Like whatever, I'd be curious to know what the over under was for this week's game in Buffalo, because the score was 56-10. So for you to win and go over,
you probably had the Patriots in 14.
I'm talking about something totally different.
Okay,
The over under.
Oh, the over under bet. I mean, all right.
Like, how many points now do you put out for the Patriots to say that? Like, if you say okay, 50,
right?
I think that it will be the combined score of both teams will be over 50 or under 50. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what the over under line was for this past weekend for the game with Buffalo.
I figure 40. Something somewhere in that.
What's an average over-under?
Yeah. I know nothing about that. I know absolutely nothing about
that. An average over-under is something like, you're like 48. Maybe
40, 38.
Maybe lower than that. Maybe lower than 40.
Probably lower than that. I mean, because you're betting on the Patriots doing well and holding the Bills to nada.
Is he going to look something up in a book?
Maybe so.
That's what he does. That is what he does.
He's going out to find his gambling book.
He's going to grab it right then, and then he'll stutter it right over to us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, do you think Joe can design a website so we can raise a bounty on Tom Brady's head, or at least his face?
Yeah, now you're on a slippery slope there, my friend.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to leave the
major charge cards.
We are leaving the bounty of Tom Brady up to either the Eagles, whoever plays them next.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to take that guy out. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Teach them a lesson. Hello.
Hey, yeah, the over-under was 47.5.
47.5.
See, you bet over always with the Patriots, you'd win every week.
Yeah, probably, but you still have that chance that, the Patriots have played some relatively close games during the season. Not badly, hopefully.
And this is why you might get pissed if you were a gambler at Belichick.
Right.
Because conventional wisdom says when you're up by 30 points, you slow the game down.
Yeah.
You put your second stringers in. That's how you maintain a line. That's how you maintain civilization.
Yeah, so like
world.
But see, if it's 30-10, you're going to keep playing. If it's 40, to 10, and I'm using, round numbers here. You know what I mean? If it's 30-10, you're going to send your A squad out there. If it's say it's 30-10 midway through the third quarter, you're not going to sit there and sit on your hands.
But
if it's 40-10, you might start easing up on the gas.
You're talking about a regular team. I think the Patriots through this year, I think, my God, the average score like in the third quarter is something like 45-0.
Now, see, what I'd like to know for the over-under is I'd like to know the odds on that. You know, like what? Is it a standard bet? Is it a standard even money bet if you're doing that?
I don't know. Well, here we go. I know we'll find out here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don. The Patriots, when they were 8-0, they were 8-0 against the point spread and 8-0 on overs.
Okay, so, now you might be talking about something. So they can not only just blew out the point spread. So they always won by more than the point spread.
But they also had
more points than the over. So in other words, if you bet on the Patriots to cover and bet the Patriots on the over all season, you would have won 8 weeks in a row?
Nine now.
You would have won the 16, you know, bets.
16 bets. And that would be, you know, even though the odds are probably not that astronomical for the Patriots.
Still, you win, though.
You win a lot of money.
So
they're a machine. That happens once in a while.
Yeah, but not like this.
Though. No, not like this.
But not like this.
Not blowout, 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 blowout.
Not with the running up and everything. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Howdy.
I just want to let you know the over-under on that Buffalo-New England game opened up at 51.5, and by kickoff, it was down to 47. So,
oh, my God. See, at 47, I would still say, are you kidding me? I'll take my kid. Mike, I'm thinking about giving you a couple $1,000 when you go to Las Vegas to do the over-under.
All right, my question would be for you, sir, if you're in a legal, of course, legal gambling emporium.
Vegas.
And you want to lay down money for any team on the over. Is it usually does it matter who the teams are? Is that pretty much a standard bet, or is it are there odds just like you would have odds teams facing off against each other?
No, you're not picking a team. You're betting on the combined score of the
right.
two teams, and it's just a straight flat out bet.
So if you put down,
you're getting 1-1 return, and if you lose, you're expected to pay a zig on that bet. So
that's wow. if you're dealing with. Without a regular gambling emporium.
Well, that would not be like going to Caesar's Palace. That would
no.
be with the
That'd
the
be
guy.
Like going to see Vinny Gumbatz down the street.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know what? Everyone's got these takes on why they keep running the score up on everybody. Belichick's got a vendetta against the league since they got caught cheating. Now he's got to prove that they're better than everybody. I think the answer is much simpler than that, though.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. I've got it.
What's that?
Well, are the Patriots playing on Thursday?
No.
There's a Sunday game. You ready for the solution?
What?
I will go out, and I will lay down a bet for the Patriots to cover,
Mike,
and I will bet the over, too, and then forget it. They'll lose.
No, they won't.
They'll lose, and they won't cover. It's a perfect strategy. I've never won a football bet.
I'm thinking about giving you money this weekend to bet the over for me with the Patriots.
Well, the over is probably going to be quite significant with their recent victory.
Yeah, I would think. Well, I would think that the over has been significant.
What if the over is, Mr. O'Meara,
yeah.
And I just blindly put down $2,000 for you. The over is 700 points.
I'll take it.
Thank you. My friend will be so happy.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, buddies?
Hey, hi there.
How about that Tom Brady's hairdo? Didn't he look like Donald Trump's hairdo on his press conference after the game last night?
But it's a talented hairdo.
He is a pretty boy. God damn, he is a pretty boy.
He's a pretty boy, and he tends to spread his seed around.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, just to let you know, if you parlay the over with the Patriots, it pays 2.4-1.
So, oh, now, hold on. Stop gambling talk. Yeah. You have to talk in layman's terms because I know nothing about gambling.
Okay. Oh. If you were going to say, I want $100.
I mean sports gambling. I don't go near that. Right, I don't go near sports gambling.
Like I say, please.
I know. I'm learning a new game this weekend because a buddy of mine's going out there, and I'm learning how to play Baccarat.
Ah.
You know, the one where the Korean businessmen, to play at the table and just go.
What's wrong with you? Why are you doing that?
Because it's supposed to be a great game.
Next thing you're going to be playing, like, Pagai Poker.
Paigao.
That's Joe's game.
Joe plays Paigao Poker.
Oh,
anyway.
Don't do that.
I've never played Paigao Poker, but Baccarat, I want to definitely play that game.
What if we could?
It's supposed to be an incredibly stupid game. It's perfect for me.
What if we could combine things and make you a Tom Brady slot machine?
I'd like to know what parlay and all that crap means.
That's two bets working together to increase your odds.
I heard an interesting ad that Ron Meyer, you know, the old coach, right?
Right, for the Colts.
He's now doing, he's basically giving you odds. Oh. That's what he's doing now.
Oh,
I thought he was still in the league.
How sad. Not even Jerry Glanville is doing that.
He's a fine advertiser.
Not yet.
You know what Jerry Glanville is doing? I ask you not.
What?
He's coaching some high school team somewhere.
How's the boy, team? Boy, imagine team your sophomore runs off the field like with a knee ligament strain, you know, and Jerry Glanville's over on the sideline with a big needle going, give him the needle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hi.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
They didn't cover against the Colts.
What was the spread in that game?
It was 6.5. I think they won by 4.
All right, there's our first time for everything.
Okay. All right. So now the casinos aren't mad at them.
I will pick this up in a second. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
pack it up and go home.
Right. I mean, the same guys that complain, you know, that the team piles it on and, you know, someone may get hurt and you do all this, it's the same thing. When you're down 56-10 and you keep throwing and taking time out and stopping the clock, you know, someone might get hurt. Not anymore.
Jarvis Green a little shaken at the end of the game. Dick Geron congratulating Tom Brady on another magnificent night for Brady and for all of the Patriots as they win it by a score of 56-10. Our post-game show coming up next.
The Don and Mike Show.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
And the last note I'll make about that, about the Patriots for now at least, is the broadcaster, I believe, at Al Michaels, about halfway through the third quarter, was realizing the more this goes on, the more people will be changing channels.
Right.
So when they got into the third quarter and they were talking about, Jesus, I don't know, food or the writer's strike or something,
Everything.
Al Michaels said something like, well, this is what happens when it's 49-7.
Yeah. And there's nobody better in that circumstance than John Madden. I mean, he is the best.
Absolutely.
But I was drifting away because there was riveting television on as I enjoyed, it might have been a rebroadcast on country music television, the tribute to Hank Williams Jr. That is quality. That is truly quality.
Blame.
Yeah.
Blame.
We love you, Hank.
Blame.
Listen, tomorrow that Xbox game comes out. Rock Band.
Oh, yes.
Very seriously. Love to try it out tomorrow on the show.
Okay.
Love to try it out. If there's anybody out of Best Buy or a Circuit City, I'm imagining this is the type of game that idiots are going to be lining up for. Sure.
Yeah, because it's the next level up from Guitar Hero.
Right. It's the hottest goddamn thing. We'd love to get. We'll buy it. I mean, we don't want it for free. But we'll buy it.
Right. And now you're going to be the drummer.
Yes.
I'm going to be the singer.
And Robbie or Buzz will play the git box.
The git box. And that's it. That's all you need, right?
That's it.
Okay.
And we got to bring an Xbox in. You can bring an Xbox in tomorrow,
sure.
Right?
If Buzz can play guitar, I will manage.
You'll be the band's manager?
I'll be the band's manager, right, and I'll find some gigs.
All right, very good.
Well, that's good because what percentage Jew are you?
I'm 1/8.
That's great.
12.5%. Reuben, well, exactly.
That'll be the 12.5% that manages our band.
Robbie Spiewakstein.
Now, does it come with the fake guitar and drums, or how does that work?
It comes with a fake guitar, it comes with the fake drums, and it comes with the fake microphone karaoke thing.
Okay.
But the whole thing is one of those deals where people will be lining up now, and people have
already. Do I get to see the lyrics?
Bought advanced copies.
I imagine they have to be on the screen for you.
Sure.
I think so. It's
kind of
karaoke.
Kind
of like karaoke.
All right.
So if anybody out there is at Best Buy, Circuit City, give us a call. Shoot us an email. If you've got one and we'd like to buy it, we'd be glad to give you some pub.
Let's rock.
If we can get that thing in here tomorrow, that would be absolutely outstanding.
Cool.
And there is another revolting development that we were just talking about shopping. Over the holidays, I noticed over the weekend when I was looking at the circulars that the Thanksgiving shopping, you know, the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday, they call it.
Heaviest shopping day of the year, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Stores normally open at 6 a.m.
Right.
5 a.m. They pushed it last year.
Yes.
You saw people, like, fighting at Best Buy to buy a DVD player for $99. Mm-hmm. The new thing this year is that stores will open at midnight on Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah, midnight. So you get done with Thanksgiving, and it's ready to run out to the stores.
But who would be crazy enough to work that shift?
Rob, that is not why I brought it up, I swear to God.
But I'm delighted to know that your lady is going to be helping out the retailers this holiday season.
That's sure. As soon as she finishes up those dishes, she'll be there for the midnight shift.
That is a recipe for a weekend from hell for you.
For anybody.
I'm just talking about you. Well, first off, let's start Wednesday. Let's start your Thanksgiving weekend Wednesday.
Let's go over it.
Excellent.
You get to go to the guy who's going to cut your balls.
Right.
You have your doctor's appointment. That's before the show on Wednesday, right?
For your vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Then Thursday, you've got Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
That's nice with your family and your mom. Then right about the time that you would be curling up with your wife and letting all of that turkey stuff get into you and you're just, you know, that when you get to that
There's almost no better night's sleep than a Thanksgiving night's sleep.
No, you just completely veg out.
Right.
That's it. And because, you know, I don't know whether it's the chemicals or whether it's just the whole experience, but everybody craps out right after Thanksgiving dinner.
Absolutely. It's the tryptophan, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. This year, your wife, instead of winding down, is going to be getting ready to go to work.
Yep, at her new job.
To pull an all-nighter.
Right.
And then that means the day after Thanksgiving, around the time that you're waking up,
she'll be arriving home at just after 8 a.m.
Just be getting home.
That'll be nice. And I'm sure she'll be in a fabulous mood.
Well, she derives energy from the excitement of the people.
But I would think, really, is it going to be, will there be significant traffic
at
midnight?
Really?
Yes.
People want to be a part of it.
Well, I tell you something.
I mean, it's the deals, right? They're giving these incredible, if you're here at midnight, you get a special deal.
And I know that there are a lot of gals out there who think that this makes a lot more sense than getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning the day after. They just say, you know what? Have dinner, have a cup of coffee, go out at midnight, and bang this ass out.
Hey, we were talking also outside that this truly is the Northern Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area. This is the seat of the consumer culture here.
Oh, there
this
are
is
so.
Where it's not pleasure. This is where it becomes, this is a job.
It's a competition.
It's people's jobs, and people it's just as competitive as their jobs.
They feel the need to be there at whatever time it opens.
Right. But I'm telling you, you are not going to get a moment to yourself all weekend because of the carryover effect, no pun intended.
I understand.
Of Carrie doing the overnight on the night after Thanksgiving.
I told her, I said, this is a bad idea. They asked her to do the shift, and she agreed. I said, is it too late to get out of it? She said, probably not, but I think I'll do it anyway.
Uh-huh. Have you strategized about the weekend at all? And now that you've...
My strategy is that of separation. First informal and then legalized.
So it'll be interesting to see what your Friday's about, because Friday is normally... You know, kind of the day where everybody hangs out, and maybe you go out and you go shopping.
Oh no!
No, she's gonna be. She will have come off the experience of Thanksgiving dinner,
right?
No sleep, go directly to work to do an 8-hour shift, and come home.
And you got both kids.
Yeah,
I would
actually,
get
Friday is going to be fun because I'm making fruitcakes on Friday.
You old queen!
Isn't that wonderful news for everybody?
We had to ask.
He's a fag.
Where do you taste them? They're going to be great this year.
Well, that's cool then, because you've got a job inside the house. You're not going to have to venture out. Get yourself a stack of DVDs about a mile high for your kids.
Perfect.
And you're set.
That'll be fine.
And when you're cooking your fruitcakes, will you be nursing the green bottles at all?
Oh, God, you bet. And maybe not just green bottles. There's rum and fruitcakes, my friend.
His weekend is screwed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it does sound screwed.
So we'll see what happens. And that whole making the kids watch TV, does that really work? Just describe my last 6 years.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike, radio guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, listen, you guys have been making your plans for your band with one guitar in mind. It has a main guitar and it's got bass guitar on it.
Awesome. We got a bass guitar.
Even better. Well, we got to get the goddamn thing first.
All right, we got a bass guitar. So Rob, now you can't be the manager. You actually have to play.
Or Joe could play.
Joe's the best musician in the book.
Yeah, very true. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I know that guy just said the thing about the bass guitar, but I just want to let you know it only comes with one guitar, but you can use your Guitar Hero 2 controller for it as well.
I got you. Wait a minute. A guy just said we get bass and guitar.
Yeah, it comes with a guitar, but it only comes with one.
Okay.
And you can use a second one, and you can use the one that's already existing.
So you can use the second one from your Guitar Hero to play bass?
Exactly correct.
So you got it. You have to throw in an extra guitar in there.
Yeah, but you guys both got it.
I'll bring my. You want me to bring my guitar in?
Well, I could bring mine in, too. How many guitars can it handle?
Just the two.
Just two. So you'll bring yours in. I'll bring mine in, whichever you want.
Now, what about it comes with a drum thing?
Yeah, he's gone.
Because I was wondering, if you can use a regular controller on Guitar Hero, could you use the guitar to play like Madden?
Don and Mike show. God, your mind, Rob. I swear to God, Jack, I don't know what goes on in your
mind.
That
is just like the poker game.
How bad you want me to get, Jack?
What would that be
if I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Think about it. Doesn't the guitar...
Carrie, I'm playing Madden. And he sits up there. He's, you know, he's like Eddie Van Halen. I'm playing Madden now.
Doesn't it have all the same buttons?
This is like poker. Mike's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. When Rob says, okay, here's the game. Dead Man's Curve times two, Dr. Pepper, 1946, Boston Red Sox, my ass is red, and sevens are wild, go. And P.S., I'm dealing backwards.
All right, now, if we play Deuces Wild, Choke the Elephant, and you've got a full house, you don't necessarily win.
Hello there. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Rob, it's a good thing his lady works in retail. You know, that way she'd get a jar to stick his balls in.
Jar. Yes, because what person who works in retail doesn't sell jars of things?
Mike, let's welcome to our show now famous drag queen, Blair Michaels.
Blair Michaels. Blair. Hello, Blair.
Hello, Radio God.
Oh, good to have you on the show. How are you, Blair?
I am fabulous. Thanks for asking. How are you?
We are doing great. As everybody knows, the legendary Blair Michaels, the drag queen of D.C., the Grand Dame. Blair's coming down to be the entertainment for our Homovember Wednesday Thanksgiving show.
It's going to be fabulous.
You know, we were talking earlier, Blair, about the entertainment. Do you have lined up what exactly you'll be performing for us?
Well, I can tell you I'm going to do one thing that was requested. I'm going to do Santa Baby.
Thank you.
I'm going to have a surprise or two. Maybe you'll get your stockings filled or, you know, your nuts cracked.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. It sounds good already.
You know, chestnuts roasting open over a fire.
Yeah, very exciting.
Blair, we are very, I'm not kidding, we're very excited to have you come down.
Very pleased.
And do your show on our show. We're thrilled, and thank you so much for linking us to your very gay website.
Hey, all I can say is it's about damn time.
I agree.
We agree. Are you still performing in the D.C. area on a regular basis, Blair?
I actually will be doing a show starting December 7th at a new club that just opened. It is the most fabulous place. It's called Town.
Town,
T-O-W-N.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
And we have a new show starting December 7th. We do shows every Friday and Saturday night. We have a permanent cast of five. Our MCs are Ella Fitzgerald, Lena Lett. Our cast members are the fabulous Destiny B. Childs, Ophelia Bottoms, Regina Josette Adams, Shida Lee, myself. I mean, let me tell you, Ed Bailey, he used to run Tracks and Nations.
Right, right.
Spared no expense with this new club.
Wow.
So we'll talk more about that on Wednesday. But if y'all wanted to go to towndc.com and you can get more information. But this club is phenomenal.
Oh, good. So yeah, we're bringing back the good old-fashioned drag show to Washington, D.C.
A good old-fashioned drag show. This is the Broadway Las Vegas style show you've always wanted to see. 30 hot dancers, great music.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
Wow.
Blair,
and you guys are definitely on the guest list.
Oh, good.
There are guest lists.
We are definitely busy, but we are definitely looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Blair, we'll talk to you then, my friend.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Blair.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you funny guy.
Very busy.
Have you seen?
I love the way you did that. He really didn't notice it.
No.
We are definitely busy, but thank you so much. I'd actually go to a drag show.
Sure.
I bet.
I would go with m'lady. Would you go with your lady? I would go for seriously. Mm-hmm. If it's one of those places like they have down in New Orleans, it's a cool show to
Absolutely.
Go to.
Absolutely.
If I wouldn't catch nothing, I'd go.
You'd be fine.
We go down. We just maybe after the holidays.
I know, foodies.
We go down. We have some drinks. It would be very similar to the Wayne Newton show.
They'd be gooties. Those are gay cooties.
I see.
Gooties.
I'd love to go. Now, if we were to do it like we did the Wayne Newton show, that would not be smart, where all the boys went out.
We should probably check out Blair's show when he's here Wednesday,
right,
and then decide if we want to go all the way into the deep end and actually go see him at one of these drag
shows. I think that's valid. I think, you know, if he says it's a cool new club, you know, that has the regular cast, that tells me that what you're going to get is going to be a show similar to the Birdcage. You know, when you go out to that show, remember they had like the anniversary couples there and all that kind of stuff. I love the look on your face. I wish I could. It's going to be fine.
Don't you think the Birdcage romanticized that entire genre?
Yeah, you might be right.
I mean, no matter where you're walking, right. I got to think.
Yeah, I just see you looking across at me like 5 minutes into it. I'm not going to say it doesn't.
I'm not sure. Pleasantly surprised, I predict.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you will.
So you're with me on this one?
Absolutely. Okay. It's a good show. I've seen this.
You guys have a good time then. Have a good time, both of you.
No. I think what we do is you're absolutely right. We check it out with Blair when Blair comes down on Wednesday's show. We research it, have Rob research it on the website. We'll be all set.
Seriously, what the hell? I wouldn't mind going if we bring tape recorders.
Yeah.
We could do a whole night's out with us and thousands of the female impersonators he's got.
Sure.
Buzz, you're still emceeing down there, aren't you?
Yes, yes, every Saturday night. Come down and see the show.
We are family.
He looks just like Ella Fitzgerald.
It will not. But see, you think it's going to be like a giant line dance.
I think it's going to be like a real big drag show with production values. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask my lady that on Wednesday.
You'll be surprised, you'll be impressed, and you'll be confused. That's what I predict.
I can't wait.
I'm 5%, and my 5% is going up to 15 right now.
You'll be there Thanksgiving night.
Very
with
excited.
A drumstick.
I didn't know drumstick.
That's not a drumstick.
Right? Hey, Don and Mike, hello.
There's a hair in my drumstick.
Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God. How are
What's
you
What's happening? How are you?
Good. I wanted to give Rob the good news. You can use the guitar to play Madden because all the keys represent the symbols on the controller.
So sad we got a quick answer to that.
Wouldn't that be great? You should try it.
That would not be great.
But
Don, that would be...
You probably don't want to use the guitar to play the Redskins on Madden, though.
That's funny.
That would be so money.
Blame.
So money.
Blame.
Mondays are money.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
That's our names. Don't wear them out.
How you doing?
God's gift to broadcasting right here.
Just getting ready for the old drag show.
Royalty.
Nobody's better than we are. What's happening?
I was just thinking about Rob's upcoming vasectomy, and I have a vivid picture in my mind of something similar to the scene where Steve Carell's getting his chest waxed, but instead of yelling Kelly Clarkson, when they make the first incision, Rob will say,
No, Kelly Clarkson! Find that tape.
Big Daddy Dan was... Yeah, you couldn't find it the other day. Did you find it?
We located it?
You know,
he always has a real hard time finding it.
Do you know your drunk wife, when we went out to dinner the other night, when she was loop-de-loop and we were driving back home? Right? Do you remember her prattling in the back seat about how she loves it when we play this tape of Rob? She turns the radio up and says to the kids,
sure.
Listen to Daddy. Mm-hmm.
And Rob, you pretty much hate it, right?
You know,
on a comedy level, do you like it at all?
I like it on a comedy level, sort of numb to it, used to hate it.
Okay, yeah, used to hate it. All right, so he's become desensitized.
Right.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan! Wilkinson!
No! Kelly Clarkson!
And I couldn't have children after that.
That is a trooper, though. That is a trooper. I mean, somebody, a lesser man, would have stopped, cleared his throat, but he kept going. That was the important thing.
I just heard from the backseat. We loved it when you guys played that tape of Rob with Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. I told the kids, turn up the radio and listen to Daddy.
That's Rob being a professional. That's Rob hanging in there. Mm-hmm. Even though his throat is going, he is saying it loud.
Maybe you can play it on 3 a.m. Friday morning.
Not a mic show. Hello.
Hearing it or flipping.
Hey, Radio Gods, how you doing?
All I heard was hearing her flipping what?
Job.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, I was wondering on Thursday if they were going to be giving fruit baskets out.
Pardon me?
He's so confused.
So confused.
What's he talking about?
Well, first of all, a bit of a gay joke, sir. Is that what you're going for?
Fruit basket.
A little bit.
All right. And then you said Thursday. And, of course, this is a Wednesday show we're talking about.
So we won't be here Thursday.
We won't be here Thursday on Thanksgiving.
Other than that, right on the mark.
Good faggot joke, though.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
He smiles and he's happy.
He's okay
right
with
on.
It. Sure.
You take care and have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Hey, this one's for you. This one's for you.
Faggot.
How's that?
Oh, Annie.
Did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy that.
Faggot.
Yes. Might not be a good idea for you to listen on Wednesday.
Forever.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye. I hate it when relationships end like this.
So long.
Quietly.
We're breaking up
now. Hey, now.
We're breaking up.
It's time to go.
Breaking up.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
I'm sorry. The relationship. You see, breaking up is hard to do.
Not this time.
Don't encourage. You're encouraging. How old are you?
Old enough to know better.
Really? Well, what would that age be?
Didn't help.
That'd be a double four.
44?
You're 44? You sound 11.
He was old enough to know breaking up is hard to do by Neil Sedaka.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
Huh.
Oh. Ever been?
I have been.
Why'd she leave you?
it had something to do with the bottle.
You were a drinker?
I was a drinker.
Are you still? No one likes a quitter.
No, 14 years sober.
Wow. Oh, that's the problem. No, he gets a total free pass.
Yeah.
You get a complete and utter, I give you total absolution. You haven't been drinking for 14 years.
I didn't say clean.
Well, have you been doing something else?
Well, me and Grandpa had something in common.
Grandpa who?
He might still, I believe the 14
Grandpa
years
Ganja.
Sober.
He and Grandpa Ganja had something in common.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're into the weed.
Just a little bit.
Okay, but quitting drinking for 14 years, all the funny has been purged out of you.
I think you should seriously consider starting drinking again and then call us up. I bet the call goes a lot better for all of us.
hey, how come Mark Rippon hasn't called in a while?
What is your first name?
I thought this was Mark Rippon.
No, see, it's about 14 years ago when he was on the sauce.
Uh-huh. That's what he remembers.
What's your first name, friend?
Mike.
What's your favorite booze? What's your favorite booze?
My favorite booze? It used to be the Schlitz malt liquor.
Oh, very nice.
Schlitz malt liquor. So you're a classy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you given any serious thought to starting again?
I have a couple times.
Sure.
We're here to tell you that here at the Don and Mike Show, we're behind you. We think that you should start drinking again immediately.
We'll be your sponsor.
Because this is a terrible phone call that would have been much better if you had been loaded.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting in my car right now and heading to the store.
There you go.
Identify yourself as Mike, the guy that was sober for 14 years, when you call in and you're bombed. And you will slay us. I guarantee you will be hysterical.
Call us from the parking lot, shotgun those beers, and call us. And I swear to God, it will be like Frank Caliendo, Andrew Dice Clay, Sam Kinison, Rodney Dangerfield calling the show.
All rolled into one. And see, right now people are telling you you're not funny anymore. You have no sense of humor. You're boring to be around. And that's got to get tedious, don't you think?
Well, yes, but my wife took it when she took my balls.
But I thought you weren't married. Is she gone? I mean, the ex-wife you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm. Yep.
See, you said the wife. That's a big mistake.
How long?
Got to put the ex there.
How long has she been
the ex-wife?
How long has she been out of the picture?
14 years.
14 years. So right after she. Oh my God! You poor man. I need to spend some quality time with you.
Well, come on over to Spokane.
You're in Spokane, Washington.
And
I mean, you quit drinking when she left.
Hello, that's backwards.
I sobered up.
Wrong.
Oh, my God. But she didn't come back, did she?
No. Right. She lives about 11 miles away.
You disgust us. You don't call us back until you are falling down drunk, until your life is in shambles. Do you hear me?
I do hear you.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
All right, hang up the phone.
I love you.
Get to work.
No, I hate you. I hate you because you're sober. Go drink.
Oh, there was something going on back there.
Yeah.
Now, we were having fun with that caller, and then at the very end, it was like Saw 4.
I don't see what the big deal is. I've had 14 years of sobriety. Total.
Yeah.
Just not in a row.
Right. Exactly.
You drive drunk, don't you?
Yeah. I'm great at it. I'm glad you brought it up. I love to drive drunk.
Okay. All right.
I thought you did weed.
No, I don't do that anymore.
I thought you did crack.
Yeah, what happened? Well, the funny thing about the marijuana
is
I found out that's illegal. Did you know that?
Yeah, I found out.
Yeah, I was talking to this pusher I talked to down in the District of Columbia?
Right.
You know, 14th in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Is that where you buy your drugs?
That's where I buy a lot of my drugs from this gentleman. And he was telling me now, you know, don't wave this around because it's illegal. And I'm like, hold it.
Rob told me you can go to any city in America, and if you find Martin Luther King Boulevard,
that's where it is.
You can find drugs.
The motto is that's where the good stuff is.
All right, so you're
so I'm off drugs. I'm not smoking crack anymore either,
right.
Or doing cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to love you get the cocaine,
yeah,
and take a picture off the wall,
right,
and put it on your coffee table.
Okay, you mean
and
with
then
the glass?
You use a razor blade and
right.
you make like it's hard to describe.
Your
like lines,
booger sugar,
right? And then I would roll up a $100 bill and I would snort it into my nose.
Did it smell better with a $100 bill?
It felt better.
Oh, it felt
because
better.
Initially, it would burn, but then I felt like I had all the energy in the
world. You ever get any nosebleeds?
All the time. I used to sleep upside down. I'd have to have my head off the bed so all the blood would fall back in. It would heal, but But a lot of booger sugar, that'll tear you up inside.
But oh, I'm bless you,
bless
Don.
You. Causes that, too.
Bless you again.
But I am off marijuana, I am off cocaine, and I am off crack, and I haven't had heroin in days.
Congratulations, Rob.
But I love driving drunk.
Oh, God. All right.
What I'll do is I'll go out and I'll go home, and I'll drink a lot, and then I'll get in my car and drive around.
Oh, well, you really know.
You're crazy.
I am.
You're a kookla. What next will it be? What do you think it'll be next?
I don't know. I think I'm taking up juggling.
Juggling. And then it all comes back to that empty space in his brain.
Rice, Rob.
Where there's Pennywise the clown sitting there with bowling pins.
All you got to do is run your air conditioning and then you stay alert.
Oh, while you're driving drunk.
Yeah.
I got you. And the whole thing about coffee.
Yeah.
That is an urban legend, right?
Why would you want to sober up?
Nobody wants a sober drunk.
Right. No, nobody at all.
Right.
Just drive.
Exactly.
Drive to Starbucks, but then buy some tea.
Tea.
We'll be back. Buzz?
Yes.
Never mind. Something about the writer's strike.
Good.
To ask you.
Let's talk about that.
Well, or we can just talk
Buzz
about
Buzz is mediating it.
But the writer's strike?
Yeah.
Between gigs at the drag show, yeah.
Right. Oh, I know. We'll play a little quick game. How many episodes are left?
Very good. That's sad. That's a sad game.
So you can realize how much of your life truly revolves around the little box.
Yeah. I feel really cheated. Because I'm late to the party on that show. We all like that Office show.
The Office?
Yeah. I feel ripped off.
Well, you'll probably like it because they'll show all the reruns now that you haven't seen before.
That's true.
Watch them drunk.
Watch them drunk. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for the advice. You're preaching to the choir here right now. And safe home, Mike, out in Spokane.
I agree.
Yeah, get your drink on, my friend. Uh-huh. And let's get that Xbox game here so we can jam out tomorrow. Like the Stones.
All right.
Because we want to fly off to Hawaii.
Jam with the Stones. No, it's wing on over to London and jam with the Stones.
Hey, where'd you get that jacket?
I got it from the network.
And
who are the two surfers? Bob Jungle Juck Gerard.
And
Mark Cutback Davis.
Those guys are fags. And if you understand any of that, you deserve a medal.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Charlie.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-ba-bum, bum, ba-bum. Bum, bum, bum. Ba-ba-bum, bum, ba-bum. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the aroma of love, the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't ask you, you poop.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's the line right now.
Line
from Vegas. Patriots are favored by 20.5 points over the Eagles.
Reachable.
Deal with it, folks.
Yeah.
All right, here's a guessing game for you. The writer's strike continues, the TV writer's strike. How many episodes are left of your favorite shows?
And it all varies, right?
Yep. Well, let me see. It goes from 0 episodes to 15.
Oh, okay. That's a significant differential.
Mm-hmm. I bet you know that the one show that's already run out of new episodes?
The Office?
Yep.
Right. Damn it.
Correct. How many left for Desperate Housewives?
I'm going to say 1.
Mike, good news for you. There's 3 left.
Oh, thank God, especially with Dana Delaney on the cast.
A lucky break.
You know, rather than just turn this into a stupid guessing game, here you go. There's 2 left of Earl, 2 left of 2.5 Men, 3 left of Desperate Housewives, back to you, Grey's Anatomy and House, 4 left of Shark, 30 Rock, Brothers and Sisters, 5 left of Bones, Chuck, House, Prison Break.
What about Hannah Montana?
It never runs out.
Ugly Betty.
Ah, yes.
Hey, Hannah Montana, was that just another lie that we heard that we were going to get a pair of those tickets to give away?
We'll have them the first week in December.
The first week in December?
The live show from Hannah Montana?
Yeah, because the thing now is, around the country, no matter what disc jockeys do, parents humiliate themselves to get these freaking tickets.
Right, exactly.
I mean, there was some guy in Tampa or somewhere that stood outside with a diaper on, like with his hand on a tree for 6 days in a row.
Hannah Montana is hot.
Watch what you say, Mike.
I mean the ticket.
How do you mean that?
I mean the ticket.
I don't.
I got a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old daughter.
Let me see.
We know that.
There are 7 Boston Legals left.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's good news.
That's okay.
Hey, there's 7 carpoolers left.
That's a fabulous program.
There's 10 episodes of Cavemen left.
What do they do? Just shoot cavemen all during the summer? Well, they put them all, or what?
They don't have to shoot it. They just have to have the script.
There's 10 of The Simpsons that are already in the can.
Right.
Now we're going to move to the ones that have a lot left.
11. Cavemen takes such a long time to write. I'm surprised that we've got 10 left.
With 11 left, you have Cavill on Fox, King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Then with 13 left, you have American Dad, another cartoon,
okay.
done way in advance. 14 episodes left, Men in Trees, with Anne Heche.
Lucky us.
God, it's like the sucky shows are lingering.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 15 new episodes never been aired of Everybody Loves Chris.
I'm good with that.
Everybody Hates Chris. I'm sorry, I got that one backwards.
That's the most underestimated show on television, in my opinion.
You know, it speaks to how they do this. They're not all uniform as far as the way they produce these shows.
Right.
Like The Office, for example, you would think that they'd maybe have a little bit of preparation, but that they also respond to the times more than any other shows.
But I think we've discussed this, NBC misplayed it because they doubled up on The Office all year long. Like, they shot the wad in the first 2 months.
I was trying to think, how many times do they do that? 4 or 5 episodes?
Four or five at least.
So they could have 5 more episodes ready to go.
Okay.
That list, I think the important point there is about 7 episodes. I think the shows that have fewer than 7 episodes, you may be trouble. But I just have this hunch that the strike's going to be settled in time to rescue the rest of the shows.
Do you base your hunch on any kind of facts at all?
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about this soon, but they're going to start talking again. That's a good sign.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're not even going to start talking until after the holiday, right?
Yeah, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Let me see. Heroes.
Could be a Christmas miracle.
You know, I don't watch Heroes, but I would think that this would screw up Heroes. There's only 3 left.
Right.
And that's a
problem.
That's a serialized Save the Cheerleader, Save the World, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
And Heroes was falling off ratings-wise dramatically this year.
Yeah, it just didn't hold the audience.
What is Dirty Sexy Money?
A bad primetime soap opera starring one of the guys from 6 Feet Under.
Well, good news, there's 11 of those.
Yeah, lucky us again.
That's not to be confused with Dirt, the Courtney Cox show that already has been canceled, right? Or is it still on?
It's coming back, but because of the strike, for a limited number of episodes.
Are you still watching Nip Tuck?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact.
I gave that one shot like last week, and it couldn't have sucked enough.
I thought it started weak this season, but now it's getting better,
I think.
All right.
Here is Jimmy Kimmel last night during the music awards that were on. Here is Jimmy Kimmel riffing about the writer's strike, which we were just talking about right here.
This is going to be a little bit loose tonight because I'm a member of the Writers Guild, and we're on strike. And so I'm on strike. I mean, it may not look like it, but I'm striking right now in my heart.
Strike.
So I was not allowed to write any jokes for tonight's event, which is good for those of you here in the front area, but bad really for the rest of the world who has to sit through made-up crap.
Yeah. All right. So, good for Jimmy Kimmel for getting on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Celine Dion for a couple of seconds, the Praying Mantis, on that show last night with her new not a ballad song is.
Her rock album?
Yeah, her rock album. And then they ran a commercial that made my jaw drop. It for here in D.C., the local commercial said, Celine Dion coming to Washington, D.C. See Celine Dion. Tickets go on sale Saturday. You know when the concert is?
When?
September of next year.
Wow. September of next year.
September of next year.
Yeah, 08.
Yeah, 08. And they're selling the tickets going on sale Saturday.
They always do that when I buy her tickets. They always do. You know, I mean, if you want something, you know, good things come to those who wait. That's the way I feel. And I'm crushed about my upcoming trip out to Vegas. Because
she's not going to be there?
No, they take performers, much like, most people in the country, they have their little Thanksgiving breaks as well. But it hasn't stopped the review shows. And I'm counting on perhaps seeing the amazing Jonathan. I'm looking for that.
If you're lucky.
It'll be a weekend of Tony Braxton and the amazing Jonathan.
And Danny Gans.
Danny Gans, and of course, then I'll see Frank, Sammy, and Dean at the small casino the Strip.
Who has the best 10 o'clock show on the Strip?
Don, the best 10 o'clock show on the Strip.
George Wallace.
George Wallace.
Right.
What is this tape, Robbie, that says insane Texas 911 call?
That is a 911 call from Texas, and it's crazy. It's a
thank you. I just
way to sweat the details.
I just vasectomied your microphone.
You'll like it. It's a guy. It's not the guy from the Saints, but it's a guy called Joe Horn.
Okay, a guy named Joe Horn.
He's 64.
He's 64.
And if you listen to it, you'll enjoy it. He wants to take the law into his own hands.
All right, he's calling a 911 in Texas.
All right,
Pass Lane 911. What is your emergency?
Burglars breaking into a house next door. I've got a shotgun. Do you want me to stop them?
Nope. Don't do that.
Hurry up, man. Catch these guys, will you? Because I ain't going to let them go. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to let them go. I'm not going to let them get away with it.
Stay on the phone with me until we get someone right over there, okay? Don't hang up.
I'm not hanging up, but I'm telling you right now, I don't like this kind of stuff, man. This is ridiculous.
Yes, sir, it is.
Broad daylight. I don't know if they're armed or not. I know they got a crowbar because that's what they broke in the windows with.
What not?
You can see where they entered in?
Yes.
So they might slip out the same way, or can you see the front of the house?
I can't see the front. I can go out the front, but if I go out the front, I'm bringing my shotgun with me, I swear to God.
No, no.
I am not going to let them get away with it. I can't take a chance on getting killed over this, okay?
No.
I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot.
Stay inside the house and don't go out there, okay?
That's 911 guy.
Yes.
Got officers coming out there. I don't want you to go outside that house, and I don't want you to have that gun in your hand when those officers are poking around over there. Okay?
I understand that, okay, but I have a right to protect myself, too, sir, and
yes,
you understand
you
that.
Yes,
and the laws have been changed in this country since September the 1st, and you know it,
kill.
And I know it.
He does. He wants
I have a right to protect myself.
You listen to him.
I'm right there
and a shotgun is a legal weapon. It's not an illegal weapon.
No, it's not.
He's coming out the window right now. I got to go, buddy. I'm sorry, but he's coming out the window.
Don't.
This ain't right, buddy.
You're going to get yourself shot if you go outside of that house with a gun.
You want to make a
bet? What do you think? Okay, stay in the house.
They're getting away.
That's all right. Property's not worth killing someone over.
They got a bag of loot.
Which way are they going?
Yeah, I'm going outside. I'll find out.
I don't want you going outside, Mr. Horn.
Well, here it goes, buddy. You hear the shotgun clicking, and I'm going.
Jesus. I'm going to get on your radio.
Move. You're dead.
Whoa.
Wow.
How did the date end?
Yeah, my God, do we have closure?
I'm glad you asked.
Thank God.
He calls 911 back.
Okay.
911 passing.
Get the law over here quick. One of them's in the front yard over there. He's down. The other one's run down the street.
Where are
I had no choice. They came in the front yard with me, man.
Where
I had no choice. Get somebody over here quick, man.
All right, Mr. Horn, are you out there right now?
No, I am inside the house. I went back in the house, man. They come right in my yard. I didn't know what this was going to do.
Did you shoot somebody, Mr. Horn?
Yes, I did.
Where are you right now?
I'm inside the house.
You're inside 7418.
Police are out here right now.
Mr. Horn, put that gun down before you shoot an officer of mine. I've got several officers out there without uniforms on.
I am in the front yard right now.
Put that gun down. There's officers out there without uniforms on. Do not shoot anybody else. Do you understand me?
I understand.
I've got police officers out there that do not have
I am right out in the front yard waving my hand right now.
You don't have a gun with you, do you?
No.
Right. You see a uniformed officer? Okay, lay down on the ground and don't do nothing else.
Don't do nothing.
Lay down on the ground, Mr. Horn. Do what the officers tell you to do right now.
That's classic.
That is fantastic.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
Oh, my God. Hey, isn't everybody saying the same thing right now? Good neighbor.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
That was a crazy 911 tape.
Oh, my God.
Did I lie?
Oh, that is classic.
Exactly as you labeled it, Rob.
Wow.
That said, insane 911 call.
Uh-huh.
61-year-old Joe Horn.
Yeah. Is it too long to play again?
Yes. Donna Mike, hello. Hello there.
Hey,
hi, what's up?
Hey, listen, while you're in hiatus with the whole writer's strike, try this show, Supernatural. Have you watched it?
What the hell is that?
Is it on one of, National Geographic, History, Discovery, that kind of thing?
No. It's like X-Files, only with hotter guys.
Is that the one on Impossible? There's no one hotter than David Duchovny.
The guys were there.
Oh, my God, yes, there is.
What network?
CW. Sorry, a young network, but...
On CW.
Mm-hmm. CW?
That's like saying you have a radio show on Westwood One.
See, Don, it's part CBS, part Warner Brothers.
I'm going out in the front yard with my shotgun if I have to watch that show.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Go
Mr. Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
All right. I was just calling. I'm from Pasadena. I listen to you guys off of the internet.
All right, thanks.
I wanted to comment on the tape that you're playing right now.
Joe Horn, the great Joe Horn from Texas?
Correct.
What about him?
He's right now he's crying. He was a big shot before, but now he's crying because he knows what he's done.
Did he kill the guy?
He killed two of them.
Oh, wow. So you got a follow-up on this.
That's correct. Both of them were dead at the scene, and he was taken into custody, and now he's crying. He realizes what he's done, and he's crying like a big old baby.
Oh, wowzy. Did you see this on the news or what? Because I've not heard anything about this cat until Rob brought us the tape a second ago.
No, I saw it on the news because it was right down the road from my house.
Hold on. Where did you say you're calling from?
Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Texas?
Yes.
That's where Gilly's is.
That is, well, yeah. It used to be, correct. Uh-huh.
Well, when someone says Pasadena,
I think California, too.
Yeah. And then there's
that's
also
where you rode the mechanical bull.
At Gilly's, right, in Houston, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's also Pasadena, Maryland.
Right.
All right, so you're on the internet, and you are from the greater Texas area. Where
I don't know how I knew that Gilly's was in Pasadena, Texas, but it's a suburb of Houston.
That is correct.
Wowzy woozy.
And so the guy killed him.
That's correct. He killed both of them.
How long ago did this happen?
It was... I think it was Thursday.
Wow.
Is this guy, what's going to be the ramifications? I mean, the guy's going to go away for a long time or what?
Well, they're hashing that out right now because the law down here is if the neighbor asks someone to defend their property, then it's okay.
You can shoot them.
The neighbors are stating that they did not know this gentleman, but he's saying that he was afraid for his life.
Well, you know, those neighbors should stand.
Those neighbors suck.
In my humble opinion, it seems to me like this guy Joe Horn called the cops and said, there's someone breaking into my neighbor's house.
They had a crowbar and the whole nine yards. So, I mean, God, all the neighbors have to do is, like, you know, he was watching out for us.
Didn't he say on the tape that they were coming onto his land?
Correct.
So were they shot on Joe Horn's land?
No. They were on his land in the beginning before they got to the neighbor's house.
I would imagine that 911 tape is very incriminating for the guy too, because the dispatcher does tell him, do not go outside of the house. You know, we're sending officers there.
How far physically from Joe Horn do you live?
I'm about six blocks.
Wow. What's the sentiment of the community? I can only imagine everybody's really good.
Why don't you go down there with your cell phone?
Everybody is behind him.
Go down there with your cell phone and see if he wants to come on our show.
Could you go down there? Do you know the guy?
He may not I don't know him personally, no.
I'm not sure I'd want to walk on his land.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, well, but it might, it'd be a daring feat.
So in Texas, he's being looked at as a hero?
In the local area, Houston area, yes.
Is he being vilified anywhere?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
Do you think there's any chance that he could take out Tom Brady?
One could only hope.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Pasadena, Texas, checking in.
Texas Justice.
Joe,
it's a fine program. Fine television.
Is that
program
even still on anymore?
I just always like the name of the show, Texas Justice.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, my God, we are late. It's time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hi there.
Hey, I listen to that thing probably seven times a day, and all I got to say is if there's a neighborhood watch, I hope he's on my watch.
Amen.
Yeah, tough to argue with
what
that.
Not.
One.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Gotcha. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Uh-huh.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Stand by there, Ringo. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
What about the vagina?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Turkey, turkey, who can I turn to? My mom made gravy and cranberry sauce too. Pass the stuffing, your mashed potatoes I adore.
Wow, he's good.
I love him.
The dog is begging me beneath the table on the floor. Turkey, I got your number. Tryptophan makes me high.
Fame.
turkey, don't change your number. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving.
Lame.
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The three dreaded D's, diarrhea, dementia, and death.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
Go to Johnny Ringo Land.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
See Cats Kittens tomorrow. Rob will dial for Thanksgiving transvestites.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Time for Dolores to dress up. Plus, we're going to maybe do some backwards stump the stoop tomorrow. Good. As we head towards the big Wednesday, home November, Thanksgiving, spectacular.
Yay.
Featuring Blair Michaels.
Yes.
And he's going to perform for us. So she's going to perform for us.
It's going to perform, and it's details at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And we're still looking for that Xbox Rock Band.
Yes.
Yep.
Still looking. Can't find it.
Still looking.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Johnny Ringo.
Hi.
Hi there, Curly.
Before our top story, some late breaking stuff. Mr. Whipple is dead.
Oh, my God.
I know. Dick Wilson, who for decades told Americans, please don't squeeze the Charmin, was 91.
Oh, dear.
Mondays are money.
Except for Mr. Whipple. Mm-hmm. School buses are getting seatbelts. The transportation secretary today announced that federal highway funds will equip nearly a half million school buses.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That didn't take long.
Exactly. A-Rod is your 2007 American League MVP. His third win in the past 5 years.
Boo!
The 32-year-old who's about to sign a 10-year deal with the Yankees had 54 homers.
Mike has a rod that he would like to present to A-Rod.
I would indeed.
Would you like to show him your rod,
I
A-Rod?
Would, as I congratulate him on re-upping with the New York Yankees.
Mike Tyson will serve 1 day in an Arizona jail for drug possession and DUI because his car nearly hit a sheriff's car a year ago.
I don't want to go back in the joint. I don't want
to. I love your tattoo. Why is that?
I just don't want to go back. I don't want to go back in the jail even for 24 hours.
Why? What do you see?
I see lots of stuff there. I don't shower.
Like
I don't shower much because of this thing.
Why?
You see guys' rectums, guys' genitals. Not fun.
Mike,
you know what? That's just as stupid as anything I ever heard of.
Thank you. I don't shower much.
Mike.
Could you stop the planet now? Because I'm getting off.
There you
go. Go ahead. Get off. Get off, bitch.
Mike Vick reported to jail today to start serving his time. He'll find out how much time when he returns to court for sentencing on December 5th.
Whoa. Slow down. He's in the hoosegow now.
Yeah. He checked in early to, you know, that credit this time will be credited toward whatever time he's sentenced to.
Ooh, I'd like to see the video on that.
I'm curious. Sure. I'm curious.
Sure.
So he's just assuming he's going to get...
He reported today.
I would think if you're going away for a long time...
He's behind bars.
You'd hang out. You know, it's not... This isn't going to be a Lindsay Lohan deal here.
Yeah, watch that...
What's he doing?
Watch that movie with, what's his name, Ed Norton? Is it the 25th hour or something like that?
Okay.
About some cat that has to go to jail and at the last minute flips out and his dad, it was a Spike Lee movie, his dad at the last minute drives him out of the country. I don't know why Michael Vick would go in early.
I don't have any idea why. Did they say why he went in early?
They did not say why he went in early other than to credit the time that he knows he's going to be sentenced.
Well, then he must be looking at gigantic jail time if he's because how many weeks early is this going in now, Buzz?
December 5th for his sentencing, so what is that, like two, 3 weeks?
4 weeks. That's strange. That story just doesn't, I don't get it. I wish there was more explanation.
You know what?
What?
It would seem to me that he has an inline thinking it's a shorter time. Because if it's going to be a long time, wouldn't he take the time he has free?
And I'm so glad we had this time.
No one has any idea yet. We haven't had the sentencing yet.
But he's got to have some sort of clue, right?
The current time is 10 after the hour.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. All right, I'm sure this is where you got it, Buzz, but I'll just look myself.
All right.
At ESPN.com.
All right, then.
Blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Mike Vick surrenders to begin serving sentence before December 10th.
Uh-huh.
Mike Vick surrendered to... Hey, that's nice. when ESPN has a giant pop-up ad.
Yeah, the pop-up ads. I mean, please.
Handy, isn't it?
It bounces around the screen.
Yeah, so you can't see the text.
You got to use the mouse. Anyway, scheduled to be sent December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, he accepted responsibility.
Right.
Vic pleads guilty, being held at the Northern Neck Regional Jail in Warsaw, Virginia? W-A-R-S-A-W.
Unless it's Poland.
Well, there's a Warsaw, Virginia, isn't there?
Here we go. Vic's decision to begin serving time before sentencing was approved by the judge and by Vic's lawyers.
So they know he's going to spend at least a month behind bars.
All right, so it sounds like maybe a little deal going on.
Vic could also be trying to show the judge he's accepted responsibility for his actions in hopes of a lighter sentence.
Okay, there it is.
That works.
And let me see. Blah, blah. That's all.
Okay.
There it is. Not much to say. He's in jail. Airport security would like to thank you for taking off your coats and shoes.
Not much to say. Uh-huh. In the world of Ringo. JR. Buzz Burbank is
Johnny
Ringo.
That's right. Airport security would like to thank you for taking.
My God, you could have driven a semi truck through the hole there.
I wanted to make sure you were through. And like I said, there really wasn't anything to find there. Airport security.
Well, there was actually, because I mean, we found out that's why he's doing it, because he wants to show the judge that he's taking responsibility for. That was the answer I was looking for.
Okay.
That's what I was
looking for. Could be one of them. Airport security would like to thank you.
Well, that is the
He's getting stubborn again. He's getting stubborn again.
Well, that's what it says on ESPN.com.
Right. Airport security would like to thank you for taking off your coats and shoes. And for
Buzz?
Yes?
What is it about the Michael Vick story that has you digging your heels in? Hold on a second.
Well, nothing. It's just that we didn't find out that much more than what I'd already told you.
That much more as far as, you know, actual text.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a plausible answer, because I was totally confused, because it's been a long time since that story been in the news.
That's true. Airport security would like to thank you for. I didn't want to leave a hole, so I'm just moving right ahead.
We bust balls every day. About this time with our friend Buzz, known as Johnny
Ringo.
JR.
Johnny Ringo.
Airport security says thanks for taking off your coats and shoes and for repacking your shampoos and giving up beverages. And just one more thing. Could you pack your bag a little more neatly, please? The Transportation Security Administration, as we enter the busy holiday travel season.
Buzz, excuse me. I love being corrected. Because, as you know, it's not a radio show. It's a game show.
That's right.
That we're doing. Hi. Correct me, please.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Johnny Ringo. Don, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an ass, but here we go. That Ed Norton movie, The 25th Hour?
Yeah.
Okay, you've alluded to this movie a couple times, and you F up the end of that movie every time. That's a dream sequence. His dad doesn't actually drive him away from the prison. He's dreaming about his dad driving away from the prison.
Like I said, I love working on a game show where someone calls and tells you if you're right or wrong. So I was wrong about that. Thank you.
It's fun.
Whammy.
I watched an Ed Norton movie over the weekend. I watched an Ed Norton movie where he shoots a girl that he's in love with, and he's a loner. He's a drifter wearing a cowboy hat, and they chase him up into the mountains. And I have no idea why I brought that up,
that's
but
dream.
I just did. And then he gets shot in the end, and that's how the movie ends.
He gets shot in the butt?
No, he gets shot in the end. He goes by horseback with this kid that he kidnaps. The sister gets shot, and then he kidnaps the brother, and the father's a correctional officer, and the father is that actor that I never know the name of. He's the same one that was in Saint Elsewhere, and I forgot the name of the guy.
Not Pernell Roberts,
no.
Trapper John M.D.
No, I forgot the guy's name. He was also
William Daniels?
He was the cab driver. He was in that cab driver series.
And listen, because
I don't remember.
My ego is so fragile. If you ever do catch me, and I do every day, make me mistakes, please, don't call and chastise me and tell me. Just make a $1 donation to the Gay Men's Choir of D.C. every time I make a mistake.
You help us all when you do that.
Thank you.
Not only will you save my ego, but we'll be able to build that wing.
God bless.
I know who that actor is.
Who?
Howie Mandel.
No, it's not Howie Mandel. And I wish you'd probably really try to put that oversized brain together instead of thinking of jokes and think of the real actor that it is. Damn it, Rob.
Could that guy actually be true? Could I really have watched that movie all of those times and been so stupid that I never
knew it? What if you didn't watch it completely? Well, what if you tuned in halfway through and you saw the segment where, I mean, who hasn't been confused with dream sequences thinking perhaps that it's reality?
I thought it was real, for God's sake.
How often have you watched a movie that has a dream sequence and you're saying, oh, this is probably a dream sequence?
Always, Mike.
There you go.
Always. Every time I watch a movie, I say, is this a dream sequence?
I was watching one over the weekend. Thought it was a dream sequence.
What movie was it?
I don't know.
Ringo. Live the dream. Like me.
All I know is that I am sleep deprived, and I'll tell you why. Because I was at every showing of that Dustin Hoffman movie this weekend.
Mr. Mangorian's Wonder Emporium. Better than Fred Claus. Sorry.
TSA is urging people to pack in layers and eliminate clutter. Electronics gets its own single layer. Clothes should be folded in their own layers.
Come on.
It's all explained on the videos now playing at the airport. You'll see the video when you're already standing there with your already packed bag. TSA says it's more likely to, and here's the threat and the warning, I guess. Okay. TSA says it's more likely to rifle through your stuff if it isn't packed neatly.
All right, I want to tell TSA right now, when I come back from Las Vegas on Sunday night on the red eye, I will be packing my suitcase like I would pack a Maytag for the first round of laundry. Well, thank you.
Prepare for delays. TSA says that will hold up the security line.
The red eye better be looking out for your brown eye. If they want to go through your bag after a weekend in Las Vegas, unless you decide just to throw your underpants away and leave them there.
I've got great luggage, beautiful, easy, very easy to recognize on the little conveyor belt.
Talk about a dirty bomb.
I've got fantastic stuff. American Skidmark. That's my luggage.
Your TV strike update when we continue.
All right, thank you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't just look at it.
Eat it.
Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank our friends at Best Buy. We're going to be giving them a prostate exam tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic news.
Yeah, Rockstar. Got it.
Cool.
Got it. Going to bring in the Xbox, bring in the guitars. Tomorrow, the entire show will probably be out of control with us attempting to play Rock Band on the air.
Get ready to see what silly asses we are.
What could go wrong?
Ah, Buzz, come on. Great. Ringo.
I've never picked up a guitar.
Now, will we be switching around at all occasionally? Will we be jumping around to different instruments?
That's the magic of Rock Band.
Fantastic.
Who knows? We secured the thing, so thank you very much to Best Buy.
Cool. Yay.
We appreciate that. We'll have that for you tomorrow. Buzz?
Yes?
You don't have anything about Simon Cowell, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. Just one thing I wanted to mention about him.
Sure.
Yesterday during football, I noticed that the ads are already starting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For American Idol, saying, like, you know, in January it's coming. It was Simon Cowell going, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet, America.
Right.
And there was something on the American Idol website today from Simon Cowell about his sexuality.
Just in time.
If I was gay, the Simon Cowell.
Right.
If I was gay, why would I hide it? It's not as if the music business would be an off place for a gay man to work. He thinks he is more effeminate than the average man.
When he was reading that statement, did he have his bifocals on?
Because of his mom's influence. He says he has never had plastic surgery. Swears that his hair is his.
Of course it is.
He doesn't diet, but...
Shut up!
He does admit to weekly Botox injections.
Weekly?
Wow.
Every guy I know who works in Hollywood has them.
Everyone does. It's the way we do it. You have to understand that. Shut up. I'm talking. I'm talking Botox.
Botox.
It's normal for the conversation.
Boo
yourself.
Boo, you're straight.
The people who write the rest of your TV shows and movies and the companies that produce and sell that entertainment have agreed to go back to the bargaining table. They'll gather a week from today, just after the Thanksgiving holiday, to see if they can end this strike now in its third big week. Now the strike's starting to affect actors. Universal Studios has invoked a contract clause that lets them suspend half the actors' pay for 5 weeks. Some actors will be just plain out of work, including some from The Office, 30 Rock, and Saturday Night Live.
Oh, you'll see things start to move now.
Money, although Steve Carell, my God, has been hit with the unlucky stick.
Sure has.
When it comes to movies.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to see American Gangster this weekend, which I highly recommend, God damn, it's great.
Good
it
movie.
It really is fantastic. That movie Dan, whatever that movie is that he's doing, is the advisor.
Yeah, the obscure one, the small picture.
Right. Dan in real life.
That's it.
Walked past the theater. Empty.
Yeah.
Absolutely empty. Who goes to see Steve Carell movies? And he had that, the Evan Almighty that was a
horrible movie.
Big stinker, too.
I think really what you might see him do, I mean, he's got the foundation doing The Office. You might see him doing little funny, tiny roles in different movies. That's what he should do. But they all want to be they all want to be Jim Carrey. Every one of these actors wants to do that.
Sure. And don't they see what Jim Carrey is now? I mean, look at that movie, The 13 or whatever. Mm-hmm. 13
yeah,
was
The 13, right.
The last Jim Carrey movie?
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
And nobody went to see it.
And now, not only are TV shows vanishing, movie making is getting postponed. Filming has been delayed for the Da Vinci Code sequel, to name one.
Well, yes. That's good. That's good. You get to suspend that one.
That's right.
Writers believe the strike so far is a success, with Hollywood facing a potential loss of over $1 billion.
Oh, that's too bad, because I love Tom Hanks' haircut in that movie.
I know.
and Tom Hanks was going to be on with Julia Roberts on Oprah today.
Yeah, am I the only one that wants to punch Tom Hanks again? Have you seen the ads for the movie Charlie Wilson or whatever, that Charlie Wilson's War?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Well, here's the plot. I based on a true story, of course, like they all are. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks is some politician who just lines his pockets for years and years until he finds a very rich Dallas socialite, Julia Roberts, and together they fund a secret war in Afghanistan.
Oh.
And it starts off, of course, with Tom Hanks being your stereotypical politician.
Slicky boy.
He's in the hot tub with a bunch of chicks.
So it's another story of redemption for Tom Hanks?
Absolutely.
Oh, beautiful.
One other note about the writer's strike. Country singer Garth Brooks is on the writer's side. He canceled a recent Tonight Show appearance, which he now says was to show support for the writers.
There's old Chris Gaines.
He's also canceled today's appearance on The View and tomorrow's appearance on Ellen. He's canceling these appearances even though he has a new CD to sell. Maybe he's hoping the news of the cancellations will help in their own way, but here's the real reason. Quoting his publicist, Garth hopes to be a writer in the not-too-distant future.
There's the crazy. It's always the crazy with him.
Uh-huh. Brooks officially retired from entertainment 7 years ago. Asked for an explanation, his publicist said, we can't elaborate.
How long ago did you and I officially retire from entertainment, Mike?
16 years ago.
Yeah, around the time we got this gig.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know why Garth Brooks, he's got all the money in the world. Why does he want to write again? Just to follow in his father's footsteps.
Because he can't.
Right. Mel.
It's one thing.
Thank you.
When he writes a cookbook.
It's one thing when a Brazilian supermodel...
Hold on, who would write a cookbook?
Garth Brooks, because he's fat.
He likes food, you see.
That was for you, Rob, and for the rest of the show, your name is Rob Ringo. That's right. I thought you were playing the name game, for God's sakes. His name is Rob. He's getting a vasectomy, and his wife is working.
Ringo.
Really would have expected Albert from you.
Albert
Brooks.
I just bothered that he.
You know what I would have expected from you? Our Miss.
Yes.
Our Miss.
It's true.
Brooks, okay?
Our Miss Brooks, and now you're King of the Brooks.
It's one thing when a Brazilian
I'm babbling.
And proud of it.
You got to say it like this. I'm babbling.
I'm babbling. I'm trish.
It's one thing when a Brazilian supermodel disses the dollar, but in his new music video, rapper Jay-Z flashes euros, not dollars. And yesterday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad reported that the oil-producing countries are talking about converting their cash into something other than the dollar. Now, a drama queen that he is, Ahmadinejad called the U.S. dollar a worthless piece of paper. But he was just coming out of a meeting with officials from the 13 nations that make up OPEC. Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, let's keep inviting him over here to speak at our colleges. That was a really good idea.
I'm really, really sorry. I'd like to apologize to everybody for saying I liked him.
Saudi Arabia spoke up in defense of the U.S. in all this, but it's being outnumbered by some less friendly OPEC nations, including Iran and Venezuela. Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez says the U.S. dollar is in a free fall without a parachute and that, quote, the empire of the dollar has to end. The Dow dropped 218 points.
Hugo now, no trouble.
If only. 38-year-old Julie Myers of Shawnee, Kansas, faced a lot of obstacles, but finally got the job as America's top immigration official. And now she may lose it because of a Halloween costume.
That bitch!
Julie didn't wear the costume, but she helped award it first prize at a Homeland Security party last month. It was a white guy wearing a prison uniform with darkened skin and a dreadlocks wig.
Awesome!
it's not as though the job was hers to keep. So underqualified is she to run the nation's second biggest law enforcement agency. President Bush had to give her the job while Congress was out of town and hoped they would confirm her later. After the costume incident, and that now seems unlikely, heck of a job, Julie.
Was that like blackface, like Ted Danson? Is that what you're talking about?
The argument is that it was more tastefully done, that his skin was carefully stained. But at the end of the day, to me, it's still blackface.
Mm-hmm. Robba, yes, I'm curious.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Where are you on tasteful blackface?
I'm wearing some right now.
Bed bugs invade the Fox News channel when we continue.
It's the name of a diss jockey coming on after us tonight.
Tasteful blackface.
Tasteful blackface. Stand by for Tasteful Blackface. Uh-huh. He's going to be talking about the events of the world.
A Rob Spiewak production.
Stand by there, Johnny Ringo. Oh, you got the nickname
I
back.
Do.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know that you have many children.
I do.
And I know that Michael is in rehab, right?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. How did you know that?
You both also looked very angry and upset about it. Tell me what happened. We've heard so many things about it.
Yeah, Meredith, I'm not going to pull any punches here. I was very upset about it. Yeah. I thought it was very unfair for Larry King to throw that question at Marie.
Why do you favor Wraith?
The Don and Mike Show. Yeah.
That was funny.
It was.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
Why do you favor Wraith?
Oh, Marie. Hi there, Buzz. Who knew there was controversy with Donny Osmond and Larry King?
I didn't think that they would have any controversy swirling around them.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
That's not Larry King.
Why men's rooms?
And if you want to talk about a grudge, you don't want to be on Donnie's bed.
No way, baby.
What a mean guy.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. And now news about the news. In New York, bed bugs have turned up in a newsroom at the Fox News Channel. News Corp brought in an exterminator last week, and people who work in that area have been
gay sex. Whoa!
To get their clothing dry cleaned.
Their studios are uptown, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where the bed bugs are.
Rats on the east side. Bed bugs uptown.
Look at me.
I am shattered.
I'm in tatters.
The bed bugs must have been carried in by a guest or an employee.
Now, what it was, I was at my house in the Hamptons.
Gay sex. Whoa!
And then I brought my bed bugs with me.
DonandMikeWebsite.com is our 24-hour-a-day website.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget our sister site, FireJoeGivesNow.com.
Right.
Thank you.
And New York City, by the way, has been battling bed bugs for the past few years, but usually only in hotels and apartments. This is the first newsroom they've turned up in. In other news about Fox News, Anchorman.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Has Beth Ann McBride been to the Fox office?
No. She's on the other coast.
She's crawling with him.
Yeah. In other news about.
Ever since she got the breast job.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they hopped on during the surgery.
Oh, dear. Part of the filling.
They were in her corduroys.
Mm-hmm.
Shepard Smith.
They raced through the corduroy stripes.
Shep's just signed a new contract for $7 million with the Fox News
channel.
Did
Shepard Smith?
I did.
He's a fag.
Fox chairman Roger Ailes says Smith's his guy when it comes to breaking news and being the voice of the network.
How many years?
I don't know how many years.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the news. Well, that's the news, and I'm Shep Smith.
Shepard Smith.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. All I can do is, I'm Nancy Grace, and my babies are fine.
And I'm sorry I did.
I'm Nancy Grace.
And I'm Shepard Smith.
Will it happen again, Shepard?
It will not.
I'm Nancy Grace.
And I'm Shepard Smith.
And there you have it, the Fox News Channel. In Italy, the news media is being told to lay off the gossip. A court there ruled Friday that reporting gossip in Italy is illegal unless it makes a larger point about the celebrity.
Mamma mia.
Bad idea.
Mama Mia.
Uh-huh.
Papa Pia. Baby ate some diarrhea.
That's a funny joke, but it's so sad. Because Otis had the diarrhea.
It's not Baby AIDS. Mama Mia, Papa Pia.
Baby got
some diarrhea.
That's right.
Milk.
Lemonade.
Round the corner.
Fudge is made.
Mm-hmm. So in Italy, for example, it's now not news if Britney Spears runs a red light while texting, but it is news if she does it with her kids in the car. That makes a larger point about her mothering abilities.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's brown, flush it down.
The rules apply to Italian newspapers, television, and radio.
Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
There's an effort in Italy, meanwhile, to raise the standards for television. One broadcast company says it'll begin by eliminating all reality shows.
Because I have herpes.
And I don't.
The Marine Corps base known as Camp Pendleton is about halfway
up
between
your nose. Like I'm playing a
with
a
rubber hose.
That's Mike, yes. Yes, we're playing Password, yes.
With a body like that,
you could go places.
You guys are the best.
Finally, from our Kids Don't Try This at Home department, in New Haven, England, 31-year-old Gary Ashbrook was ready to get high with a little nitrous oxide, a laughing gas.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Little canisters.
There it is.
That's what happens. Little canisters of nitrous oxide are used as a propellant for whipped cream. Gary used three of these canisters to fill not the traditional punching balloon, but instead he filled a condom, which he then put over his head. Now he's the former Gary Ashbrook. Remember, kids, nitrous won't kill you, but a lack of oxygen will.
All right.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, he's gone.
That's not funny.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No, no, no.
I didn't see that in the script. I was like, I died.
Yeah, he passed away, Don.
Yeah.
All right, listen, have a great night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll do the Xbox thing. Yep.
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 Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
About nitrous oxide.
Uh-huh. What about it?
I wonder if you could buy any in a Chicago baking supply store.
All about the buzz.
Peter North.
Oh, you got it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.